Thank you. Welcome to Rockhounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockhounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
A pleasure to welcome you aboard this morning. Apologies for a slightly late arrival. Had a little audio issue I had to take care of, but we arrived just about in time for the national anthem and baseball morning version. Tell you about the Drillers and the Rockhounds in a moment. Let's take you downstairs. Got a band now to play the Star Spangled Banner. Welcome, my friends. This is Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and the Tails Drillers, AA affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Boy, these teams have had such a terrific, really a rivalry despite being not within the same division. And of course, a couple of times not that long ago playing for the Texas League Championship. It is a scary thing indeed to have this beautiful day. It could not be more beautiful at this ballpark. It's 77 degrees. There's no wind, knock on wood. Tested everything out when I got here this morning, hit the audio to start the game on time, and nothing. So we had to make a little audio adjustment. So thankful to be with you today. For the Rockhounds, David Leal has the baseball in hand, and he will get the start this morning in early afternoon. Scheduled starter was Royber Salinas. He was called up to Las Vegas yesterday. Both teams, in fact, losing really key people. For the Rockhounds, it's one pitcher, and that's Royber Salinas. The Drillers, and we'll talk about it as we get into this game, losing three really key people, a starter, a reliever, and their outstanding infielder, Austin Gauthier. So both teams, a little bit of an adjustment on the roster. For the Drillers this morning, it'll be Justin Robleski who will go to the mound, the left-hander, 1-1, a 4.76 ERA. Other numbers, though, far better than that, to be honest. David Leal will make his sixth appearance, his second as a starter. And, of course, with David, velocity, well, it's an interesting aspect of the game. but that doesn't mean high velocity. We'll throw a lot in the 70s, maybe low 80s, tops out at about 85. The question you ask every time that David will take the mound, if he can keep hitters off balance, he can be extremely effective. If the hitters are timing him, then, of course, without that supreme unleaded to rely on, things can get dicey. We'll see what unfolds. For the Drillers, under manager Scott Hennessy, Taylor Young will be the leadoff batter. Guy can flat out fly. Shortstop leading it off. He steps into the batter's box as we speak. Dalton Rushing, the outstanding prospect catcher, batting second and playing the two position. Dalton Rushing and Jose Ramos will bat third, and he is the center fielder. Jose Ramos in center. Absolutely gorgeous. Blue skies, not a cloud to be found. David Leal, baseball in hand. Taylor Young stands in. First pitch of this ball game bends over the heart of the plate for a called strike, and we are underway. Griffin Lockwood Powell is the first baseman to that cleanup. Lockwood Powell at first. Janer Fernandez, the second baseman, batting fifth. Fernandez at second. Pitch from Leal, swung on, lifted in the air, right field. This is deep. Ball heading toward the corner. That's going to get into the bullpen, and it's gone. Taylor Young with an opposite field home run. That found the wall. That would be a double anywhere, but in this case, it found the wall on the very far corner of the bullpen, and that is a solo home run. So the bullpen, the short porch, will be a factor here, but a well-hit ball. There are times, of course, when you see one just kind of float in there, not as often as you might think with that short porch, but you see those, and they are frustrating. That, though, was a line drive. But it got in that far corner of the bullpen, and just like that, two pitches into the game, Drillers one, Rockhounds nothing. Leal's pitch swung on this ball, hit in the air to center field off the bat of Dalton Rushing, and Denzel Clark is there to make the catch. And the Drillers aggressive here, at least Rushing certainly was right there. One man down for Jose Ramos. Rest of the order, Diego Cartaya, the designated hitter, will bat sixth. Cartaya, the DH. Brendan Davis, the third baseman, batting seventh. Davis at third base. Leal with a pitch, bends that over the heart of the plate, called strike to Ramos, 0-1. Former Rockhound Austin Beck batting eighth. He's the right fielder, Austin Beck in right. And Bubba Alleen will bat ninth. He's the left fielder, Bubba Alleen in left. Leal comes back, fastball at 84 for a called strike, 0-2. Now, again, you say fastball at 84, and those aren't words that are often spoken anymore, but that's what it was. And, again, a lot of stuff in the mid-70s to upper 70s, and that, of course, it's all about contrast, at least to a point. And that fastball got there, Ramos taking. 0-2 the count. Leal comes set. David with a pitch and a swing and a miss. Oh, foul tip. Nope, ball just got loose. Forgive me. Daniel Susak will make the play. A swing and a miss. The ball hit the dirt. Back here, tough to tell whether or not it was a foul tip, but it was not. So it is a strikeout. Put out goes 2-3. We'll say Ramos and Denzel Clark lead the league in strikeouts. Both guys with some pop, that's for sure, but the high strikeout numbers. And it's two men down, and the batter is Griffin Lockwood Powell. Quite sure what we're looking at here. Something down the left field side, maybe. Ah, there we go. Had a gate that got open. There is a gate down the left field side that tends to pop open from time to time. We get a locksmith going on that. Third base umpire Trevor Patience will take care of business. Now we're ready to go. Lockwood Powell, right-handed hitter. He is the first baseman. It's a breaking pitch to the outside corner called strike, 0-1. Lockwood Powell at 250. Three homers, eight driven in. Leal comes set. Breaking ball, hard hit on the third base side. Backhander by Jack Winkler. Sets up, throws, and got him. Nice play to win the inning. One hopper at third base, handled by Jack Winkler. But Taylor Young, with his third home run of the season, gets the Drillers on the board. After a half inning this morning, Drillers won. And against the left-hander, Justin Robleski, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Left-hander Justin Robleski to the mound, and he is taking that hill with a 1-0 advantage. Thanks to the solo home run by Taylor Young starting this ball game. Jacob Wilson leads it off for the Rockdowns. Right-handed hitter. Aggressive when he gets a pitch he likes. This one, though, is up high for ball one. Bottom of the first inning underway. Jacob at 4-29 coming into this game. Pitch from Robleski. That's up high. Ball two, 2-0. Cooper Bowman on deck, batting second, playing second. Familiar top three in the lineup. 2-0 pitch, and a called strike inside edge. Now it goes 2-1 to Jacob. Colby Thomas batting third in left field. Colby in left. Shane McGuire will be the cleanup batter in the DH. Shane McGuire batting fourth. Jacob swings, sends a ball down the right field side. Fair or foul, the question. That ball is a fair ball. Down the line it goes. Going for two is Wilson. The throw is, boy, very close. Got away. Jacob going to try to move up, and he'll get there, I think. Head first dive. Did they get him? He's under the tag. Drillers thought they got him. Scott Hennessy is going to come out and argue this, boy. I mean, that is bang, bang. And Scott Hennessy, this is not a discussion. This is an argument. Now, Jacob Wilson, we'll see who will get the error on that play. Ball got down in the right field line. Jacob Wilson with his league-leading 13th double. Now, that much is not contested. The play at third base is, and boy, Scott Hennessy is really angry. And again, you have to say the Drillers had a very good look at that. That's the third base dugout. Don't know if we'll get a second look at it or not. But it is a leadoff double going to third for Jacob Wilson. Continues to just absolutely be just astounding to watch. He really is. So a runner at third. Nobody out. Here's Cooper Bowman. And he takes a strike over the inside edge, 0-1. Check the scoring when the electronic box updates. But a runner at third. Pitch is up and in for a ball. One ball and one strike. 13 two-baggers for Jacob Wilson. He is at third, covered in dirt. Boy, that call was really, really bang-bang. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Cooper. Ground ball out towards short. That will tie the ball game. Play to first base in time, but Cooper will drive home the run. Well, the horn kind of blows. So it is a one-all tie, solo home run by Taylor Young for the Drillers, and the Rockdowns use the double from Jacob Wilson. And it will be the former Rockhound Austin Beck who gets the throwing error, so it's a double compounded by a throwing error by the right fielder. And then, of course, a little controversy. Bouncing ball foul wide at third off the bat of Colby Thomas. Oh, excuse me, that's a fair ball. It's a fair ball, and Colby runs. Zion, did that ball stay fair? You know what I assumed? Never assume. Little dribbler, third base side, and Colby's got himself an infield single. Looked like that ball might squib foul. Did not stay fair. So a little infield single for Colby. You can't put it in play. How many times do you say that? and he does, and has himself a base hit. I think Brendan Davis and I had the same feeling. That ball was going to go foul, did not. Now here's Shane McGuire, one on and one man down. Pitch to Shane over the heart of the plate for a called strike, 0-1. Daniel Susak on deck. He's the catcher, batting fifth. Susak is the catcher. Junior Perez in right field, batting sixth. Junior in right. Snap throw to first, little high and wide, nicely gloved by Lockwood Powell. Jack Winkler, batting seventh, the third baseman. Jack in the seventh spot. Denzel Clark, familiar of late, the center fielder, batting eighth and playing the eighth position. Runner bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch down the middle, called strike, 0-2. 96 on the fastball from Robleski. Brendan Malone moves to the nine spot. He's the first baseman. Brendan Malone at first rounds out the order. Left-hander on the mound. Robleski set at the belt. Delivery swung on that ball. Fouled away. Count stays 0-2. I would assume that run now earned to Robleski. Has a 4.7 earned run average. And boy, his other numbers really belie that. Stretch and pitch, and McGuire sends one just foul wide of the bag at first base and just under the glove of Lockwood Powell. Count stays 0-2. Wilson, Bowman, and Thomas up top for the Rockhounds. McGuire, Susak, and Perez in the middle. Winkler, Clark, and Malone will round it out. Justin Robleski, 1-1, 4.76 ERA. Exceptional command. He has struck out 24 batters in 22 and two-thirds. Walked only four. Swinging a foul away. And Shane McGuire hanging tough. He's seen five pitches. They've all been strikes. He's fouled off the last three of them. So Robleski comes in. He's right at a hit per inning. And again, that 6-1 ratio, 24 strikeouts, and just four walks. Left-hander delivers, and that ball is hit towards second. Nice sliding play by Young. Goes to second for one. Back to first. They get him. They did. Boy, what a double play. That was Fernandez to Young to Lockwood Powell. Chainer Fernandez with a really nice pick to start that double play, 4-6-3. So the Rockhounds tie it up. We played one inning in front of the kiddos here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And after one, Tulsa and the Rockhounds, a 1-1 tie.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Now that we have caught our proverbial breath, we have this ball game going. Welcome aboard. You're on Rockhounds Radio on MidlandRockhounds.org. You're watching on MILB TV or Valley Live. We welcome you to West Texas. If you are from around here, you are as probably smiling just as I am when you look at the weather on this absolutely gorgeous Tuesday morning, soon to be afternoon. If you are not from around here, a day in which you have just perfect conditions with no wind is, in a word, rare. So we will enjoy it. First of a six-game series between the Rockhounds and the Drillers. Teams go back to evening play the rest of the week with 6:30 start time tomorrow, 7 o'clock on Thirsty Thursday, player poster night Friday, and fireworks on Saturday, and back to a 1 o'clock start Sunday afternoon to wrap up this series. Also for the Rockhounds, a homestand this week. It will be followed by a two-week road trip and a tough one to Springfield, Missouri, and to Frisco, Texas. Top of the second, one-all tie. Janer Fernandez leads it off. Started that double play a moment ago with a terrific play. It's outside for a ball from David Leal. Diego Cartaya and Brendan Davis will follow in the Tulsa second inning. Fernandez, right-handed hitter, backdoor pitch, just wide, ball two, 2-0. Fernandez has 16 strikeouts, but 15 bases on balls. So he's a guy who is patient. At least the stats say that. Backdoor pitch is fouled away. The count goes 2-1. Taylor Young, Dalton Rushing, and Jose Ramos up top for Amarillo. Griffin Lockwood Powell, Jainer Fernandez, and Diego Cartaya in the middle. And Brendan Davis, Austin Beck, and Bubba Aline will round it out. Drillers 11-14 on the season. Pitch inside for a ball, 3-1. Springfield grabbed the early chokehold on the North Division. Arkansas has pretty well caught up. So right now, kind of at this stage in the first half, a two-team race in the North, 3-1 pitch. And that'll get there. The count goes full. Breaking pitch that got the outside half, maybe an upper edge strike. Rockhounds 17-10. Share the top spot in the South Division with Frisco. And it's coming off an unusual six-game stay at Hodgetown and Amarillo. 3-2 stretch and pitch. Just inside, ball four. So one on and nobody down. Fernandez, the base runner. He runs a little, has three steals. And Diego Cartaya will be the batter. Catcher by trade, DH in this game. Cartaya at 143, and that's similar to how he fared a year ago. It has been near the top of the Dodger prospect rankings. Pitch by Leal, big swing and a miss, comes up empty. Has a home run, six driven in. Series in Amarillo, six games played. Three of them ended in shutouts at Hodgetown. Unheard of, literally. Breaking pitch well up in, and did it brush him? It did. So it's two on and nobody out. A walk and now a hit batsman. And the batter will be Brendan Davis. So David Leal finds himself in a two-on, no-out jam here in the second. Davis the batter with Austin Beck on deck. Before the Rockhounds and Amarillo Sod Poodles took the field in Amarillo last Thursday, in 277, I think it was, 277 games at Hodgetown, there had been 14 shutouts total by the home or visiting team. Pitch outside for a ball. Brendan Davis, interesting, you don't see this very often, a drastically closed stance. Solidly so anyway, let's not go drastic, but it is solidly closed. Evens up upon, no, he doesn't, he takes all the way inside, that's ball two, so David in a real jam here. 2-1, nobody out, and a 2-0 count to Brendan Davis. 261 the average, couple of home runs, and 9 driven in, right-handed hitter. It's that lead left foot right on the edge of the inside chalk line. I know it's paint, but I like chalk better. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That'll get there. Called strike at the knees, 2-1. When you think about it, 14 shutouts ever in 277 total games, and the teams then had three consecutive shutouts. Amarillo on Thursday, Rockhounds on Friday and Saturday. Stunning. 1-2, make a 2-1 pitch, and that's looped foul. Into and out of, woo, VIP sweep. Quickly down into the seats. Fortunately, that bounces around and no one was clonked by it. Oh, and a kiddo got a baseball from the very nice lady. Thank you. Two balls, two strikes to Davis. Two on, nobody down. Runners their leads. Malone pitching in at first base. Backdoor pitch. Little looper. That's going to get down to left field. Boy, that's a great protected swing, and that will break the tie. The throw from left field will be just a little bit wide and in to score. Head first dive is Jainer Fernandez. Boy, Brendan Davis, I'd love to get a second look at that, just see how far on the outside part of the plate, maybe off the plate it was. But he just reached out and volleyed that thing into left field. Not very deep at all, but it got down. So first and second, RBI number 10 for Brendan Davis on the season. A little flare into left field. That's a terrific piece of hitting. 2-1 the score, first and second, nobody down. And here's Austin Beck against his former team. Austin takes a good breaking pitch for a called strike, 0-1. Right here in 2022. high draft choice of the A's, just never really got it going, and the injuries had so much to do with that for Austin. Breaking pitch, and he'll get there. Outside corner at the knees, 0-2 the count. Austin, 14 games, so it's a small sample size, but hitting .288. Three homers, I believe, including a grand slam, and 14 driven in. 0-2 stretch, pitch by Leal, up and in. Oh, did it hit him? Yeah, it did. Oh, my goodness. So Austin Beck hit by an 0-2 pitch, and Austin kind of fires the bat away. That's just because that didn't feel very good. And that's two hit batsmen in the inning. And for David Leal, it's now the bases loaded, nobody out. And here is Bubba Alin. Switch hitting left fielder. The Drillers roster is interesting and one of those things that you only see in minor league baseball. You never see it in the big leagues, but rosters are structured differently, of course, in the minors. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. Drillers have one left-handed hitter. That's catcher Dalton Rushing. And two switch hitters, one of them just joining the club, Alex Freeland. And the other is the guy at the plate, Bubba Alin. Pitch to the corner, just wide, ball two. So David in a major jam here. Base is loaded, nobody out, 2-1 Drillers, and Tulsa in position to expand that. Top of the order, Taylor Young waits on deck. Bubba Alin, couple of home runs, 6 driven in 14 games. Taps that right shoulder with a bat. Stretching pitch by Leal, swung on that ball. Hit in the air to center field, that'll drive home the run. Denzel there makes the catch. Both runners going to move up. So runner will hold at first. The other two runners move up. Sacrifice fly by Alin. Well hit to straightaway center field. And a 3-1 ball game. Cartaya comes across to score. Brendan Davis moves up to third. One down in the inning. Runners at the corners. Now here's Taylor Young. Went the opposite way and banged one off the wall in right field, right on the edge in play of the right field bullpen, that short porch. It was an inside-out swing, so the ball had a little spin on it, and it had just enough to get off the wall and into the bullpen. Drops down a bunt, and it's a good-looking one. Going to go to second base, and got him. Boy, my goodness, Daniel Susak gets the runner at second. Fielder's choice for Young. And Beck is out at second base. Well, I mean, you've got to make up your mind. Lickety split, slam, bang on that. But Daniel did and gets the out. Runner holding at third. Fielder's choice for Young. See if he's running here. He has really good speed. And here is Dalton Rushing. Tulsa catcher, left-handed hitter, the only left-handed hitter on the roster, takes a called strike. Runners at the corners. This is a big batter now. Time called at home plate. And David with a walk, a hit batsman, an RBI single, another hit batsman, and a sacrifice fly. Then the fielder's choice. So it's first and third. Two runs in, two men on. Runner at first base does go, and that's a clean steal for Young. No chance to get him. And a one ball, one strike count as the pitch misses to Dalton Rushing. So now that amplifies things a little bit. Base hit with Young speed almost assuredly scores two, swinging and a miss on a breaking ball away, and the count is 1-2 to Dalton Rushing. Very solid start to this year for the high prospect, hitting .292, 11 walks against his 15 strikeouts, has four homers, taps that left shoulder with a bat as he waits, pitched by David Leal, kind of yanked the fastball outside for a ball, 2-2. So a 3-1 game with second and third, two men down. 2-2 pitch by Leal, just outside ball three. Full count to rushing. Jose Ramos on deck. Now rushing, stepping out. That may be something in the eye. I think that's, he'd already asked for time one time, but if you get something in the eye, can't help that, so now he'll step back in. Full count, first base open, two men down. Now looks in, has his sign, comes set, hands to the letters, little wind picking up. There's a shocker, 3-2 pitch, and a foul ball, I'm guessing, so 3-2. Yep, count stays 3-2. The ball vaporized when he got to the plate. Runners there leads. Davis off third. Young off second. Breaking pitch. A little chopper up the first base side. This will be handled by Brennan Malone. And he slips. Did he get to the bag? Nope, he did not. Lost his balance. Run will score. Boy, how frustrating is that? Brennan Malone scrambling after that little chopper. But that gets down for a base hit. And that'll drive home a run. As Brennan made the play, he turned, tried to get to first base, lost his footing, tried to dive and touch the bag with a glove, but could not get there in time, so it turns into an RBI single for Dalton Rushing. And Paul Abbott, pitching coach, now will come out for a visit. Advancing to third was Taylor Young. So it is now a 4-1 ball game, but it's been an interesting inning. Sometimes when, yeah, David, at times can get hard hit. Again, if you don't throw real hard, then that's one of the things about it. You don't have that 90-plus fastball to rely on, but it hasn't been so much getting hard hit. The Taylor Young home run, of course, got out of here. But you look at this inning, a walk, a hit batsman, a flare single to left field. Really good piece of hitting, but it was a soft, this little soft floater. Beck was hit by a pitch. Sacrifice fly by Bubba Alleen. Taylor Young reaching on a fielder's choice, and Dalton Rushing on a ball that didn't travel 90 feet. So that's three runs across, 4-1 game. Conversation over, and here's Jose Ramos. Struck out his first time up. Eighth batter up in this inning for Tulsa. The Owls pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Almost .223 average, but he has been productive in 23 games, has 17 runs driven in. Right-handed hitter, hands up high, waggling that bat, swings in the high fly ball, right field, not deep. And there to make the catch is Junior Perez, and the inning will come to an end. But the Drillers come up with a three spot. They do it on two base hits, a dribbler and a flare. But boy, did it work. No errors, and a couple of men left on base. So to the bottom of the second we go, and the Drillers now on top. After 1.5, it's Tulsa 4, Rock Hounds 1.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Drillers 4 and the Rockhounds 1. We go to the bottom half of inning number 2. Daniel Susak will lead it off. Junior Perez and Jack Winkler to follow. That's left-hander Justin Robleski. Left-hander from Hoffman Estates, Illinois. I knew I'd louse that up. Nope, something getting off the berm. Again, got kiddos here all over the place today, so they're having a little fun. That may not be the last retrieval needed off the grass burn before this morning, soon-to-be afternoon, is over. Susak takes called strike from Robleski. Second inning underway. Justin 6-1, 190. First double-A season. Working pretty quickly. Fires down and away for a ball. 1-1. Daniel Susak at 172. A home run and five driven in, four of the ribbies on one swing. 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled away to count 1-2.
Fourth reader, Julian Aguilera, please report to the front of the game. Julian Aguilera, please.
Daniel, last seven games, has hits in five of seven. That's not a high average, 222, 6 for 27. Swings and nubs this one foul, 1-2. But again, started the season Just really struggling at the plate. And, of course, it happens. And there are two or three guys in the club, Denzel Clark, one of them, that Cooper Bowman, the other. And, again, these are all very high-profile players. A swing and a chopper to third base, a couple of hops. That'll be handled there by Davis. Sets up throws and plenty of time. 5-3 goes the put out. Susak retired. One away for Junior Perez. Junior has five home runs on the season, including homers in games of Saturday and Sunday at Amarillo. And they have been impressive. Takes down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. His season so far, Double A, really reflects the same way throughout his career in the lower minors. Has a lot of speed, a lot of pop, and hit for high average. Takes inside for a ball here. It's two balls, no strikes. But he's one of those guys, well, that ball jumps off that bat, and it can be pretty electric. 2-0 pitch, check swing, did he go? The appeal, yes, he did. Junior in clear surprise at the check swing call. I stopped being severely surprised on check swing calls, yay or nay, but 14 years ago, you just never know. Here's the 2-1, and that'll get there. Perfect pitch, knee-high, inside corner, 2-2. And Junior will ask for time. Right-handed hitter, with Jack Winkler on deck, nobody on, and one man down. By the way, three games playing today in the Texas League. San Antonio's at Frisco. Pitch to Junior, swung on and down the line, and that is just under the glove of the third baseman, Davis. Rounding first on his way to second is Perez. He is still steaming, but he'll put on the brakes. Double down the line, just under the glove of Brendan Davis. Davis's reaction, tell you how close he came to that. That ball just got under his glove, but it was sharply hit. But Junior Perez, double down the left field line, one on, one man out, third base hit for the Rockhounds. And for Junior, a little three-game hit streak. He's 5 for his last 10, two home runs and a double. He's on now. Here's Jack Winkler. Jack at 306. Big swing and a foul tip in and out of the glove of Dalton Rushing, 0-1. Well, it looks like Jack is shopping at the same store that Denzel Clark is for batting gloves now. He's wearing those bright orange batting gloves. With the Denzel on deck, same thing, and that's kind of a signature for Denzel. Runner in scoring position, one down, 4-1. Tulsa with the lead. Big swing and a miss, good breaking pitch. Well, not had good movement on it. It was actually a fastball at 92. Really good movement down and in. And Jack looked like he might have been a little out in front of it at 92. Straight away in a box, right-handed hitter, stretched by Robleski. Pitch, and that is up high for a ball, 1-2. And left-hander throws hard, 97 on that one. Outfield has Winkler he's really have him shallow and slightly the opposite way. Big gap in left center for the right-handed hitter. Takes outside for a ball, and the count goes 2-2. It was a time, of course, that was just, I shouldn't say guesswork, but kind of the opinion of whoever's setting up the defense. Now, of course, you've got so many metrics and stats and iPads. Pitch to Jack, swung on, and that's popped in the air. Shallow right field coming in and making the catch is Austin Beck. Jack Winkler pops out to shallow right field, so the iPad was right. They had him played a little bit toward right field and shallow, and that's where the ball went. And here's Denzel. Sunday afternoon in Amarillo just a couple of days ago, well, there were some swings of the bat. There wasn't much wind blowing on Sunday. Tim Tawa of Amarillo hit a line drive off the batter's eye in straightaway center, which was impressive. Denzel takes down and in for a ball. And I believe it was the very next inning, Denzel cleared the batter's eye with a line drive home run. So much upside there. He's off to a slow start, as we mentioned. 161, couple of homers, 8 driven in. Runner in scoring position, 2 down, swings and misses. Count goes 1-1. Denzel and Jose Ramos of the Drillers, very, very similar. Both with terrific power. Ramos does have 6 home runs. And high strikeout totals for both. Pitch to the corner, strike at the knees. Perfect pitch by Robleski. Count is 1-2. So Justin looking for the exit sign. 2 down, the second inning. 4-1, Tulsa with the advantage, a 3-run top of the second. I like to call it Frankensteining runs together, and boy, did they ever. David Leala struggled to be sure. A couple of hit batsmen, a walk in the mix. One out double by Junior Perez, but he's still at second here in the Hounds' second inning. A swing and a miss, and Denzel is out on strikes. Boy, again, 97 with great life to it by Robleski. So no runs on a base hit, no errors, a man left on. We've played a couple at Momentum Bank Ballpark on this Safety Awareness Kids Day, and after 2, Tulsa on top, 4-1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips.
To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third, the only guy who didn't bat in the second inning is Griffin Lockwood Powell, and he will lead it off here in the top half of the third. The only guy who did not bat in the second inning for Tulsa. Jainer Fernandez and Diego Cartayo will follow. Left-hander David Leal's pitch fouled straight back to the screen, 0-1. Hounds defensively, Colby Thomas is in left, Denzel Clark in center, Junior Perez in right. Jack Winkler is the third baseman, Jacob Wilson at short. Cooper Bowman is at second base, Brennan Malone at first, with Daniel Susak behind the plate. Breaking pitch, and Daniel framed it, but not quite there. One ball, one strike. Powell bounced out on a nice play by Jack Winkler at third base, his first time up. One-one count. Leal with a set. Made a leg kick in the pitch. Breaking ball down and into the dirt. Count goes 2-1. Mentioned each team with one or more roster moves in the last 24 hours. For Tulsa, visiting with my friend Dennis Higgins. Outstanding radio voice of the Drillers. 2-1 pitch. Lifted high in the air. Pop fly right field side. Long run. Cooper Bowman tumbled. Can't get there. Great effort. Boy, goes sliding. Boy, up against the stands. What a terrific effort by Cooper Bowman. Brendan Malone and Junior Perez also added full tilt boogie. Little pop fly that dropped just beyond the tarp down the right field side and foul ground. When Cooper almost got there, he's still dusting himself off. Boy, he hit the net pretty hard trying to make that play. That was outstanding. Mentioned David Leal starting this morning with Roybers Salinas going up to Triple A. Really outstanding start of the season for Roybert. He can be really, really good. 2-2 pitches bounced foul toward his own dugout by Lockwood Powell. Count stays 2-2 to the Tulsa first baseman. Seth Elledge, who is a guy with a lot of experience, including Triple A, joining the club, listed in the bullpen for now. I'll confirm all of that with a field staff tomorrow. Should have done that today. There's a swing and a foul tip, and what a good job by Susak. Hangs on. Off-speed pitch had Powell fooled a little bit. He got a piece of it, but Susak hangs on to the foul tip. Second strikeout for David Leal. One away for Jainer Fernandez. Walked and scored, leading off the second inning. So Seth Elledge signed as a free agent 4 days ago. Bouncing ball third base side. Oh, niftily handled by Scott Hennessy. Gently tossed that into the seats out of the way, Scott. Talk about just a terrific baseball guy. I mean, you can't root a little bit for Scott Hennessy. I think it's time for a checkup. The 0-1 stretch and pitch, and that ball fouled away, and it's 0-2. So Seth Elledge taking the roster spot of Roybers Salinas. David Leal getting the start today. We'll see if that will continue. And for Tulsa, it was going to start tomorrow. Ben Kasparius, who has been very good, gets the call up to AAA, Oklahoma City. 0-2 pitch fouled straight back, still 0-2. Jack Dreyer, who has been really the top guy out of the bullpen, very effective out of the bullpen for Tulsa, he is called up. I mentioned briefly Austin Gauthier, who has been the top all-around hitter for the Drillers, earning himself a trip to AAA, swinging a foul out of play. It's 0-2. And that is, that is a serious trio going up to AAA. And, of course, that's the nature of the game, and that's what it's all about. But and we were discussing it just before the ball game. You see guys go up, and that's terrific. But, of course, you know, you like watching them play. Pitch down and in. Count goes 1-2 to Fernandez. Nobody on, one out. Top of the third. Drillers with a 4-1 advantage. So that's three key losses to the Drillers roster all at once. But again, nature of the game is a swing, and that ball is sent to first base in a sliding play by Brendan Malone. Boy, that ball jumped off the bat. love to get a second look at where that pitch was again from the center field angle. Inside out swing by Fernandez, and boy, that ball just a little mini lightning bolt got to first base, and Brendan Malone was playing in. Range to his left, sliding, made the play. He was playing about even with the bag, and that, boy, that ball got there in a hurry. That's a really nice play. Two men down. Here's Diego Cartaya. Picks up and in for a ball, 1-0. Replay kind of picked up just about at contact. Didn't get a chance to see where that pitch was, and it was from the camera angle behind home plate. Pitch way up and away for a ball. Two balls and no strikes to Cartaya. Diego hit by a pitch and scored in the second inning. And Tulsa really manufacturing three runs to break the one-all tie. Nobody on, two out, 2-0 count. Pitch swung on, ground ball right on the ground to Jacob Wilson, the shortstop. Sets up, throws, and got him. And David Leal comes back with a 1-2-3 inning. Franchise ref perspective, focusing on the second in the four-peat.
Year two of the four-peat was 2015. The Hounds went a pedestrian 35-35 in the first half, but by season's end had become perhaps the best club in franchise history. Brian Christensen's team went 48-22 in the second half and, including the playoffs, won 37 of their last 49 games. The Hounds defeated an outstanding Corpus Christi team in the division series and swept the Northwest Arkansas Naturals for their second consecutive championship. The club had three of the Texas League's four all-star infielders, third baseman Ryan Healy, second baseman Colin Walsh, and shortstop Chad Pinder, who was named the league player of the year. Chris Jensen went 11-1 in his last 12 starts, and Sean Manaea, acquired by the A's in a trade deadline deal, joined the team down the stretch and was the final piece of the puzzle. He was absolutely dominant, going 6-0 with a 1.90 ERA. The Rockhounds tossed 17 shutouts, breaking the franchise record set by the Cubs in 1975, and added another in the playoffs when Parker Frazier closed out the championship series with a three-hitter. And the bullpen was off the charts. The Rockhounds went 77-0 when leading after eight innings. Oh, and a sidebar. The only infielder was not named to the Texas League All-Star team. That was the guy who led all of Major League Baseball in home runs and RBIs last season. Rockhounds first baseman, Matt Olson.
Strange, strange, strange. Actually, Matty played a little bit in the outfield, which you look back in retrospect, and that sounds almost hard to believe. Of course, one of the best first basemen in all the game, but at that time, the A's were looking at him at least possibly that is, as an outfielder, so that's probably why he wasn't the all-star first baseman. But it turned out pretty well. Yeah, he's doing just fine, thank you. Go to the bottom of the third inning. And the first pitch from Justin Robleski down low to Brendan Malone. One ball, no strikes. Jacob Wilson and Cooper Bowman to follow in the third. Tulsa with the lead, 4-1. Robleski fires and the pitch fouled away. Off to the right, 1-1. Brennan at 225, so that average has dropped a bit since early in the season. Been on base in 20 of his 24 games. He swings and sends a high pop-up into shallow right field. Coming on is Austin Beck, and he will make the catch for the out. So a pop fly to shallow right field. One man down in the last of the third. Here's Jacob Wilson. Started the first inning with a double. Came around to score, then a double, and went to third base on a throwing error by Austin Beck. Sent the double down the right field line. Beck retrieved, but his throw was wide. Pitch up high for a ball to Jacob, and he did advance to third. It was an absolute bang-bang call, and Scott Hennessy argued it vehemently, and understandably. 1-0 pitch, fouled away. One ball, one strike. For Jacob, again, his 13th double. And that leads the league, and it leads it by a bunch. Nobody else with more than eight coming into play today. And again, we're just 27 games in. Pitch to Wilson, swung on and missed, and count goes 1-2. coming into play today in his last 17 games. That's 17 games, folks. That's a long stretch. This kid is hitting .463. And, Jacob, if I jinx you, I will probably not forgive myself the rest of the day. The 1-2 pitch, and he swings and sends one back up. No, that's a base hit past the diving effort of Fernandez. Boy, Jainer almost got to. I don't think he would have had a play, but that was a great effort. So, he is 2-for-2 in this game. And it just continues to astound. Give me a number on Jacob Wilson, and I'll do it with him on base rather than anywhere near home plate. He has 10 strikeouts on the year. Struck out 5 times in his first 17 plate appearances. He has now struck out 5 times in his last 72. Pitch to the outside half, called strike to Cooper Bowman, 0-1. His tremendous talent. Cooper, 0-1. He has an RBI with a ground out to shortstop. Takes up high for a ball. 1-1. Colby Thomas on deck. Little bit of breeze, just enough to unfurl the flags. Other than that, just bright sunlight. Snap throw to first. Jacob goes back in, gets the back side of the bag. Cooper Bowman at 165, and again, Cooper and Denzel and Daniel Susak still trying to really get it going offensively. Cooper swings, fly ball, well struck center field. They had him played shallow. That ball's going to elude everybody. That's all the way to the wall. That'll be a one hop against the wall. Jacob Wilson coming to the plate. He will score. RBI double, Cooper Bowman, 4-2. Boy, that was a terrific swing for Cooper. That's a modest 5-game hit streak, but again, that's really good news. He is a guy who can really be a catalyst with his speed. He's got a good combination of speed and power. And Bowman drives that one to the base of the wall in deep left center. Batter is Colby Thomas. He's now with 2 runs on 5 base hits. Time called at home plate. And going to get a visit, in fact, to the mound. So Dalton Rushing going out to talk to Justin Robleski. To Cooper with his 14th RBI of the season. Mentioned that's a modest 5-game hit streak. His last 15 games coming in, hitting just .111. Sometimes it's better to look at things in a short term, and you're looking for a guy to get something going, and Cooper has started to do that. RBI double, good speed. He's on at second base. One man down. And the pitch to Colby. Drops down and in for a ball. 1-1, no strikes to Hounds left fielder. Got a base hit his first time up. What he has had so far, that's just been an absolute, a graph of his season would be interesting. Right-handed hitter, that stands wide open. He sets up line drive, base hit left side. Cooper stumbled a little bit. He'll have to hold at third base. I don't know that he would have tried to score anyway. That was a line drive in the shallow left. Aline got there in a hurry. But a base hit for Colby Thomas, and he's 2-for-2. So the Hounds now have the tying runs on base. Batter is Shane McGuire. That's 3 hits in a row in this inning. Shane bounced into a double play his first time up. Designated hitter, catcher by trade. Hounds able to do that. Of course, I mean, if you only have 2 catchers, you can certainly DH one, but you take a little bit of a chance. But Jose Mujica is available for duty. First pitch to Shane, a little tapper out towards second base. That will score the run, and that's a 4-3 ball game. Just a little tapper into scores. Cooper Bowman. Down to second base goes Colby Thomas. No chance to do anything, but just come to first base on that. Took a while to get to the second baseman, Fernandez, so Jainer had only one place to go. And the Rockhounds get a couple of runs in the inning. It's a 4-3 ball game. Runner in scoring position is Colby Thomas. Here's Daniel Susak. And the Hounds answer the Tulsa three-run second with two in the third. Daniel takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. 6'4", 225 pounds, only 22 years of age. University of Arizona standout is Daniel Susak. Pitch by Robleski, bounced foul, straight back into the screen. It's 0-2, no balls, two strikes. Runner at second, Colby Thomas, two men down. Susak waits, 0-2 pitch, fouls that one back. With fastball down and in at 97 miles an hour. Susak fought that off, stays in with an 0-2 count. Straight away in a right-hand box, pushes that bat back and forth a couple of times. Set to go, pitch by Robleski, swung on, lifted high in the air to right center field. And plenty of room for Austin Beck, and he'll make that catch. So the inning comes to an end, but the Rockhounds get a couple. Give you totals here in just a moment. After three complete on Kids Day at Rocky Town, Tulsa 4, Rockhounds 3.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off. Binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Opener of the six-game set, Rockhounds and Tulsa Drillers from Momentum Bank Ballpark through three. Tulsa four runs on three base hits and an error, 4-3-1. Rockhounds have three runs on six base hits and no errors, 3-6-0. Each team has left two men on base. Drillers got a leadoff home run two pitches into the game. Taylor Young with a line drive that found the right field short porch bullpen. Bottom third of the order in the top of the fourth, Brendan Davis, an RBI single his first time up, and a really good piece of hitting, I thought, anyway, swinging a foul back, 0-1. Brendan reached out and pulled a pitch, almost just kind of volleyed it. It was down and away, but just a soft line drive that got down, drove in a run. 0-1 stretch, pitched by Leal, swinging a foul straight back to the screen, 0-2. Austin Beck and Bubba Alleen will follow in the Tulsa fourth inning. Drillers, boy, just manufactured the heck out of it in the second inning. Scored three runs on Brendan Davis's little flare and a dribbler to first base by Dalton Rushing. Ground ball down the third baseline. One hop. Winkler makes the play. Throws and got it. What a nice play by Jack Winkler right on the line. Backhanded that one hopper and throws Brendan Davis out. Well, that's another really good two-strike swing, too, by Davis. That ball had a chance to get down the line on an 0-2 pitch. Jack Winkler's second really good defensive play of this game, and here's Austin Beck. Hounds answered with two in the third, a Jacob Wilson single, Cooper Bowman an RBI double, Shane McGuire an RBI bounce out with a Colby Thomas single helping set the table. Austin Beck takes a called strike. It's 0-1. One walk, two hit batsman, and a strikeout for Leal. Backdoor pitch just down and away, 1-1. Austin Beck hit by a pitch in the second. Former Hound, left-handed hitter. Stretch a pitch by Leal. Swung on that ball is sent in the air to left center field. Drifting over in there to make the catch is Colby Thomas. Well hit ball by Beck. Well, within the reach of Colby, two men down in the fourth inning. See how far David goes again. David Leal has been pitching out of the bullpen primarily last year. He was kind of the designated spot start guy. There's no activity in the bullpen. He is very accustomed to starting. And here's Bubba Alene. Sacrifice flies. First time up. Nobody on. Two out. David bends one down and in. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Left-hander out of Louisiana Tech. The Houston native. Stretching the 1-0. Ball popped in the air, but that'll get out of play. Almost straight back. A little breeze picking up now. Right to left toward the left field bullpen. By West Texas standards, very, very mild wind. 1-1 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yep, no appeal needed. That's a check swing. Strike 1-2. Top of the order, Taylor Young would be next. Here in the top of the fourth inning. 4-3. Tulsa with the lead. The outcome set. Breaking pitch. Hard hit down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. Gets into the corner. Colby Thomas over to pick it up. Lost his balance, but he'll retrieve. So a two-out double by Alene, and that was a 1-2 pitch. Bubba drives it down the left field line into the corner. Fourth base hit of the game for Tulsa. One on with two men down to the top of the order. Here's Taylor Young. It's a solo home run and reached on the fielder's choice in the second and stole a base. Something he can do a bunch. Taylor, right-handed hitter. Runner in scoring position. Leal's pitch. That'll get there. Called strike at the knees. 0-1. Last year, 56 stolen bases for Taylor Young at Great Lakes. That's the advanced day stop in the Dodgers organizational ladder. He was caught only five times. Pitch way up high from David. One ball, one strike. Dalton rushing on deck. Top of the fourth inning. Kiddos all over the ballpark here this morning. Second of our two safety awareness days, kids' days. Young, I think, asked for time there. Now they're ready to go. Stretch and pitch. Swing and a miss. We had him waving at a 76-mile-an-hour delivery, 1-2. Brendan Malone, again, playing even with the bag at first base and shading well off the bag. Cooper Bowman solidly toward the bag at second base, and Jack Wilson shading almost midway between second and third base, edge of the grass, of course. Although you have to be on the dirt, remember, can't play on the grass. Till the pitch is thrown. I guess I'm getting used to that. I've used to drive me crazy. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, and a swing and a miss. David Leal comes back with a very big strikeout of a guy who's been very good already in this ballgame. Strikeout number three for David Leal. And no damage done on the two-out double. To the bottom of the fourth, we go. A little trivia coming up. Our score, Tulsa 4, Rockhounds 3.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class, so we all know that E equals MC squared, but what about F and G? What are they squared, huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last of the fourth, Junior Perez, Jack Winkler, and Denzel Clark will be the trio for the Hounds against left-hander Justin Robleski. And compliments of Hilliard Office Solutions. Old trivia, I love this one. It's been a while, but it's modern day. 2003, Cincinnati, at Great American Ballpark, and ball game going on. Here's Junior Perez. Takes a fastball up high for a ball, 1-0. And during the game, Cincinnati police pull off a pretty slick move. Here's the 1-0 pitch. We just got there. Strike called knee-high inside edge. 1-1 to Junior. Double down the left field line his first time up. Cincinnati police, the cops in this state, apprehended a guy wanted on drug and parole violations, and they did it at the ballpark. Just swing and a miss. Good pitch by Robleski down and in. 1-2 to Perez. Give you three possibilities for how they track this guy down. And during a game, Reds in action at an American ballpark, and the cops corral a drug and parole violator. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Ground ball, third base, couple of hops, handled by Davis. Throw is in time for the out. One man down in the fourth inning. How did they get him? Did they spot him on the kiss cam? Was he working as a member of the grounds crew? Or was it part of a sting operation in which police offered free Reds tickets to a selected list of parole violators? How did the cops pull it off on this date in Cincinnati? Spot him on the kiss cam? Spot him on the grounds crew? Or a sting operation? Bouncer, shortstop. Nope, going to make it a third baseman. Davis again, throw to first in time. Jack Winkler bounces out to his opposite number. That was a good play by Davis. If that ball gets to the shortstop Young, not sure Taylor would have had enough time to make the play. So, nicely handled. A one-pitch bounce out to third base. Two away. Here's Denzel. 4-3 Tulsa in the bottom of the fourth inning. Lots of activity in the bullpen. Right-hander continuing to throw, so one would assume that change will be made. Denzel a swing and a miss. 0-1. Struck out his first time up. Twist and pitch by Robleski. A good fastball called. Strike 96 outside half. Boy, that had great life to it. Just one of those pitches. And don't know what it is, but this seems to increase in speed as it gets to the plate. The 0-2 is just high and away. 1-2. Robleski working at a pretty good pace as well. The 1-2 stretch. The pitch on the way to Denzel. Swing and a miss. Got him. So a couple of strikeouts for Denzel. Boy, it continues to be a battle of the season, largely anyway, for the outstanding prospect. But he is out. Strikeout number two, both at Denzel's expense. We played four. Trivia answer is coming up next. We'll see if the Hounds go to the bullpen. I do believe they will. After four, Tulsa 4, Rockdowns 3.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
I see you think you have it all together on a kid's day, and next thing you know, you play the same commercial group twice. Attaway, Bob. Oh, I have to stay after school for that one. Going to the top half of the fifth, Jack Cushing will come on to pitch. His first offering to Dalton Rushing, swing and a miss. 0-1 to the Tulsa catcher. Goodness gracious. Sun is shining, sky is blue. Feels great to be with you here at the ballpark, and to push the wrong button. Atta, baby. Jose Ramos and Griffin Lockwood Powell will follow. Pitch down, in, and back to the screen. One ball and one strike. Now for David Leal in this ball game, those four innings, four base hits, four runs, all earned in that, with that manufacturer's special in the second inning. Walked one, struck out three, hit two batters. Pitch from Jack down and in, two balls and a strike to count. So David Leal at this point, he is the pitcher of record in this game. Two-one count, Dalton Rushing from the left side, pitch on the way from Jack, and that ball hit in the air in the right field, and there to make the catch is Junior Perez. One man down in the fifth. Jose Ramos, the batter. To Jack's numbers, as he will face Jose Ramos. Jose 0-2 in the ball game. He has struck out and flown out to right field. Right-handed hitter with pop. Six home runs. Jack Cushing making his seventh appearance, all in relief. 1-2 with a 6.35 ERA. Pitch swung on way late, swing and a miss by Ramos, 0-1 the count. Jack, 11 and two-thirds innings, 11 base hits, but 8 runs, couple of home runs, 4 walks, 11 strikeouts. Twist and pitch, and that is fouled away toward the Tulsa dugout. Count goes 0-2. So Jack Cushing on in the fifth, it's 4-3 Tulsa. Trivia answer here in a moment, give me those possibilities one last time. We'll answer quickly. Cincinnati police tracking down a bad guy at the ballpark, Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and he got him. Yep. And for Ramos, much like Denzel Clark, the strikeout total is very high. They are the league leaders. You don't necessarily want to be a league leader in that category. Here is Griffin Lockwood Powell. How'd they catch this guy at Cincinnati on this date? Did they spot him on the kiss cam? Did they spot him working on the grounds crew? Or was it part of a pretty imaginative sting operation offering free Reds tickets to a selected list they were targeting? Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-0. I just love this when I do it. First of all, because guy is, well, it really wasn't a decision he made, but he got caught. 1-0 pitch, fouled back. And the second part of it is just, what are the odds? The Cincinnati police, or in this case, a parole officer, happened to be at the game and spotted this guy on the kiss cam, smooching his girlfriend. Here's the 1-1 pitch, down low for a ball, 2-1. Now, of course, it's not like he selected being on the kiss cam. But then again, if you know it's the kiss cam and you are wanted for parole violations, maybe you probably shouldn't take that moment to go ahead and participate in the kiss cam. Foul away, if it's 2-2. But he did. And of all the days, the man say of all the gin joints in all the world. His parole officer was actually at the ball game, spotted him kissing on the kiss cam, and arrested him. Outstanding police work. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing, fly ball, well struck, right center field. That ball will get down for extra bases, I think. Making the play is Perez. Here is his throw. Going to be close, but sliding in ahead of the throw with a double is Lockwood Powell. Went the opposite way with that and just banged it into the power alley in the right center field. Junior Perez closed on that ball well. He moved and got there in a hurry. Made it a close play at second, but it is a double. Runner in scoring position with two men down. Second straight inning, a two-out double for the Drillers. So Lockwood Powell, the base runner, and Jainer Fernandez will be the batter. He's walked and scored and was retired on a very good play, a sliding play at first base by Brennan Malone. Our trivia brought your way by Hilliard Office Solutions. Stretching pitch outside for a ball. Parole officer probably got a commendation for that, and all he did was go to a ball game. But he was paying attention. Here's the 1-0 stretch. Again, Malone, even with the bag at first base, swinging. There's a high fly ball straight away into center field at the bat of Fernandez. Waiting is Denzel, and he's got it for the out. So again, no runs on a two-out double. And we are midway through this ball game. Tulsa leads the Rockhounds to the bottom half of the fifth inning, 4-3.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight. And the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Good stuff all week, beginning with Kids Day here to open this series. Back to 6:30 start time coming up tomorrow. Half price hot dogs, I might add. As the Rockhounds and Drillers will continue this series. 7 o'clock on Thursday. Also 7 o'clock Friday, we have player posters for the first 1,000 fans. And fireworks for everybody Saturday with a 7 o'clock start time. We'll wrap this series up in this homestand up Sunday afternoon, family day at 1 o'clock. Brennan Malone stands in. First pitch, foul tip. It's Justin Robleski on for his fifth inning of work. So the bottom of the fifth. Top of the order on deck, Jacob Wilson and Cooper Bowman. To follow Malone. Brennan takes up and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Tulsa 4, Rockhounds 3. A kick and pitch by the lefty. That ball hit in the air to straightaway center field. Well struck, but plenty of time and room. And drifting back to make the play is Ramos. Well hit ball to straightaway center. And it's one man down in inning number 5. Top of the order, Jacob Wilson. 2 for 2 with 2 runs scored. Guy is just an absolute catalyst. Right-handed hitter. Takes a little bit inside and high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Good matchup here at prospects. Jacob, number one on most lists. Backdoor pitch called strike, 1-1. Baseball America, and it's accurately so, as Mason Miller. But, of course, he will soon disappear from prospect lists. Pitch inside for a ball. The peel now just turned into it a little bit. Did not go, 2-1. Mason Miller, a former Rockhound, one game last year. Spent about that much time at AAA, too. What electric stuff. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's called strike, knee-high inside corner. Can't throw it much better than that. 96, a little bit of movement on it. At the knees, 2-2. Robleski in the wind-up motion, swinging a foul back to the screen. Good protective swing by Jacob. Pitch might have been a little up and away, but was close, and so he took a swing at it, fouled it back. Cooper Bowman waits on deck. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the fifth inning. Tulsa with a one-run lead. Robleski set, pitch to Jacob, bounced that one foul, wide at third base. That was a pretty strong one-hopper. That Gregorio was going to try to make a play on that. I don't kind of swiped at it with that right hand. He tries to get almost everything over there. That ball was fairly sharply hit. So it's still 2-2. Jacob Wilson at the plate. Shade him solidly up the middle with the second baseman, Fernandez. Jr. almost behind the bag. Pitch, swing, sends it right side, and that is smothered. The first baseman throws to first, but not going to get it. Base hit for Jacob Wilson. And I talked about the try. That really, really good swing earlier in this game by Brendan Davis. Got a base hit on a little flare. Well, that pitch too close to take. Jacob swung at it. Put it in play. First baseman Lockwood Powell made a really nice effort. Going to watch this again on the replay. Reached for it, punched it, made a diving play. Had to throw from basically his backside. Almost got him, but Wilson beat it. And again, put it in play. Hustle, base hit, 3-for-3. 7 hits now for the Rockhounds. 1 on, 1 out. Here's Cooper Bowman. Left-hander on the mound. Pitch to Cooper, outside corner, called strike, backdoor pitch. Cooper is 1-for-2, an RBI ground out in the first, RBI double, and a run scored in the third. Ribby's 14-15. Pitches up high for a ball, count is 1-1. And he has 9 steals, 15 runs batted in. Has drawn some walks, but hitting just 165 and yet has been productive. Base hit gives him a 5-game hit streak. When you just kind of hope that'll be the starting point. And going full tilt boogie this season. The guy is a lot of fun to watch. Stretching pitch to Cooper. He's swinging a foul tip. Count goes 1-2. Jacob Wilson, the base runner, has a couple of stolen bases. Doesn't run a lot. Left-hander on the mound. Infield really playing Cooper to pull. Davis shading the line pretty solidly. Young, the shortstop, probably closer to third than to second. Pitch to Bowman. And that's a called third strike outside corner. Boy, throw behind the runner at first. Jacob went in kind of awkwardly, slow to get up. Is he okay? Juan DeLaNe checking with him. Jacob's still down on his haunches at first base. Went into the bag kind of hard, I think. Says he's okay. So Cooper out on strikes. It's a sneaky call, third strike outside corner. Catcher Dalton rushing, throwing behind the runner. Third strikeout. Now went back into the bag kind of awkwardly, did Jacob. Got to look at on the replay. Here's Colby Thomas. He's 2-for-2. Got an infield single and a base hit to left. Swings, rolls, one to shortstop. Have to come to first base, but the throw is in time. And the inning will come to an end. So Colby goes after the first pitch he sees, but bounces out to shortstop. So it's no runs on a base hit, no errors, one man left, and we have played 5. We'll give you some totals in a moment. After 5 complete, Tulsa 4, Rockhounds 3.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light, and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
After five innings, Tulsa four runs on five hits and an error, 4-5-1 for the Drillers. Rockhounds have three runs on seven hits, no errors, 3-7-0 for the Rockhounds. Tulsa has left four men on base. Rockhounds have stranded three and bounced into one double play. So we go to the top of the sixth inning. Jack Cushing will face Diego Cartaya, Brendan Davis, and Austin Beck, 6-7-8 in the Tulsa lineup. A couple of other games being played today in the Texas League. San Antonio is at Frisco. They're in the top of the sixth inning at Riders Field. Missions 2 and the Rough Riders 1. Rough Riders and the Rockhounds an even 17-10 apiece. Springfield, they've been the league's best. They're 18-8, but trailing at Northwest Arkansas, bottom of the fifth inning, 2-1. Only a couple of hits. Springfield has been the top hitting team in the league all season. Northwest Arkansas has had its ups and downs, but boy, they can flat pitch. Hounds found that out on the trip to Springdale. We go to the top half of the sixth, and Diego Cartaya takes down and away for a ball, 1-0. Amarillo made the cross-state journey, and they will take on Corpus Christi tonight. Arkansas is at Wichita tonight. Swing and a high pop-up. Right side, is it playable? I think so. Brendan Malone, yep, he will glove it. Foul ball near the Rockhounds dugout. First base side, Diego Cartaya pops out to Brendan Malone. One away for Brendan Davis. 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. Springfield, of course, got off to that 9-0 start. Arkansas kind of evened things up a little bit. Took, I believe it was 4 out of 6, might have been 5 out of 6 at Springfield. So those two were in a good battle. First pitch swing, fly ball right field, not deep, coming on. Anybody, Paris? Nope, that ball will drop for a base hit. Boy, that's your basic duck snort. That's a couple of those for Brendan Davis. He pulled the ball in the second inning, little soft looper into shallow left that drove in a run, and this time just pushes one in the air to shallow right field, and it dropped between second baseman Cooper Bowman and right fielder Junior Perez. Neither could get there. So Brendan, I think he would agree, he hadn't hit the ball very hard, but he's 2-for-3. And also actually hit it hard in the fourth inning, and Jack Winkler made a good play on it at third base, but boy, Brendan Davis put it in play. 2-for-3, swinging a foul back off Austin Beck's bat. Davis has three steals, has not been caught, so we'll see if he might be going. Sixth inning. Tulsa with the advantage, 4-3 our score. 0-1 count. Austin Beck waits, takes outside corner. Perfect pitch of the knees, 0-2. Can't spot it much better than that. Austin Beck hit by a pitch in the second, lined out sharply in the fourth inning to left field. Colby Thomas handled that. Austin waits, 0-2 count. Pitch way low and outside for a ball, 1-2. Mentioned hitting 288. You know, and sometimes a change of venue is a good thing. Just never got things going with the A's organization, but a very high draft choice, so you know there's a lot of talent, and sometimes just a new location will help. Here's a swing and a miss. Chase that one up and out of the zone. And Austin this time out on strikes. Two men down. Strikeout for Jack Cushing, his second. Five for the team. Here's Chris Aleem. Bubba Aleem. And I apologize. I know he prefers to go by Bubba. It was listed as Chris on the lineup card, and I tend to trust managers, but in this case, nope, he prefers Bubba. So Bubba it is. Switch hitter. Batting from the left side against Jack Cushing. Takes a strike down the middle, 0-1. Now, once again, Jacob Wilson, who is an honorable kid, he's close to cheating up the middle, not quite behind the bag at second, about as close as you can get to a shift. Swinging ground ball, second base. Cooper Bowman dives, and he cannot get there. Ball in the center field for a hit. Stopping at second is Davis. So Bubba Alleen having a really good ball game. Sack fly in the second. RBI, of course, on that one. Double down the left field line in the fourth and singles to center here in the sixth. Two for two. 2-1, two men down, and here is Taylor Young. Started this ball game off with a home run. Fielder's choice in the stolen base in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth. Each of his first three at-bats coming against Hound starter David Leal. Like David Leal, Jack Cushing is a guy who has been a starter much of his career, now out of the bullpen, so certainly accustomed to giving him multiple innings. We'll see what the plan is. Could be basically a piggyback start. Pitch swung on and ripped right back down the middle. That's clean base hit, and that's going to drive home a run and bring runners to the corners. Throw to third base is close. They get him. Yeah, he's out. Runner did not. They say to the run score. Out at third base, boy, a really nice play. Taylor Young with a base hit up the middle, but thrown out at third base. Let's see if that run scored or not. I think they're saying no. I will double check that as we'll go to the commercial break. We will come right back. Middle of the sixth inning. Rockhounds and Drillers. More coming up after this.
In recounting the forfeit, it's important to pause at title number three. When the Rockhounds made it a hat trick in 2016, they became just the fourth team ever to win three straight titles and the first since the Fort Worth Panthers in 1922. The 16 season was a virtual replay of the previous year. The Rockhounds and Corpus Christi were again the league's two best clubs. The Hounds edged the Hooks in the division series and again defeated Northwest Arkansas to win the title. But it was also a season defined by a single swing of the bat. Theo Sergirosa's walk-off grand slam in the last of the ninth in Game 3 of the division series. Theo and that swing will be the subject of their own segment. The 2016 club was led by Texas League Player of the Year Matt Chapman and an outstanding pitching staff that posted a league-best 3.49 team ERA. The team was guided by Texas League Manager of the Year Ryan Christensen and again followed a so-so first half with a spectacular second. The Hounds went 44-25 to win the second half and 6-2 in the postseason, a combined mark of 50-27. Ryan Christensen managed the Rockhounds in 2015 and 16. In the second half and playoffs combined in those two seasons, his teams went 105-50. 2016 saw the first Texas League hat trick in nearly a century, powered by a grand slam for the ages. And, as it turned out, there was one more chapter yet to be written.
Bottom of the sixth, it is still a 4-3 game. Shane McGuire leads it off against the left-hander Justin Robleski. Delivers high and away for a ball, 1-0. Well, that is bang, bang. Out at third base, preceded Brendan Davis touching home plate. Pitch misses here for ball two. 2-0 count to Shane McGuire. He'll be followed by Daniel Susak and Junior Perez. So still a 4-3 game. And boy, that was really close. Called strike of the knees. Count 2-1. I was glancing in two directions. I thought I saw the call that he did not score. Check swing. Did he go? Yep, he did. Upon appeal, two balls, two strikes to Shane McGuire. So Taylor Young with a base hit. With the out at third base preceding the run scoring, Denzel Clark with an outfield assist and a, depending on where this game goes, a key outside outfield assist. Stretching pitch well low and outside for a ball. Three balls, two strikes, full count. Shane leads it off. He's 0 for 2. Bounced into a double play, but an RBI ground out to second base in the third inning. 4-3 Tulsa. Mr. Shane swung on and missed. Robleski again. Good velocity and just great life on some of those pitches. That was down a little bit at 95, and McGuire is swinging strike three. Four strikeouts for Robleski. The batter is Daniel Susak. Hounds now get activity in the bullpen. That, I believe, is Garrett Urban. Swinging, Susak rips one, but foul left field side, 0-1. Daniel 0 for 2. He's bounced to third base and flown out to right. Last of the sixth, it's 4-3 Drillers, and time called now at home plate by the Hounds catcher, who is the batter. Susak stands back in, stretched by Robleski. Another good matchup of prospects going here. Testing with the pitch, and that'll sail up high for a ball. Count one ball, one strike. And Susak, 172 coming in, 0 for 2 in the ball game. Fouls this one back. Count goes one ball, two strikes. 1-2 to Daniel Susak. Mentioned Justin Robleski on pretty much every Dodgers prospect list, rated number 15 by MLB.com. 1-2 pitch drops low, 2-2. Nobody on, one man down. Junior Perez on deck, Daniel Susak at the plate. The 2-2 pitch fouled away. We'll do it again with a 2-2 count. Susak with a home run and five driven in, mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. Four of his five RBIs came on one swing. Ultra dramatic against Corpus Christi in the bottom of the ninth inning. Grand slam swings and misses. Breaking ball down and in. Boy, breaking ball, but man, that was still 90 miles an hour. Love to get a second look at how much that ball moved. Five strikeouts now. Three of the last four batters. So Justin Robleski, and that may be it. M. Scott Hennessy is going to come out. Boy, we all know anymore. It's not innings, it's number of pitches, but he's gone 5 2/3. So Justin will leave this game able only to get a win or a no decision from his pitching perspective. Give up seven base hits, three runs, and 5 2/3. All three runs were earned. We mentioned his command has been outstanding, and it was again today. He's only walked four batters, and he has now struck out 29. So that is a slightly better than 7-1 ratio. And that is absolutely sensational. Ronan Kopp will come on the pitch. He will inherit the bases empty. In the sixth inning, it'll face Junior Perez. So Ronan Kopp, K-O-P-P, the last name. Left-hander, forgive me, on the pitch. No one lefty relieves another. On our Astound Broadband Road to the Show tip of the cap, Roiber Salinas on his way to Las Vegas. He will join the Aviators, will the outstanding pitching prospect. He really turned things around in a couple of ways in 2024. Just came over from Atlanta, high-profile deal, and had a somewhat disappointing year. We saw some flashes of what he could do a year ago. The A's were not thrilled with his conditioning last season, and Roiber's a big guy, but that was something he really improved this season. And we saw some outstanding performances from him. He has certainly been one of the top pitchers in the Texas League in 2024. As Roiber is promoted, he is fourth in the league with a 2.59 earned run average. And among the leaders in strikeouts as well. Struck out 33 batters, so a really good all-around season for him. Goes into a tough pitcher's ballpark and a tough pitcher's league in the Pacific Coast League, but all the best to Roiber Salinas. Congratulations on the move up. Left-hander Ronan Kopp hits the inside corner to Junior Perez, and back to it we go. Nobody on, two up. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-3 Tulsa. Junior 1-for-2 with a double. Pitch high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. By the way, Hogan Harris, former Rockhound, recalled to the Oakland A's. Hogan has a cup of coffee or so already, but he is back up with a big league club. The pitch is inside for a ball. The count goes 2-1. 2-1 to Junior Perez. Ronan Kopp, tall left-hander. No wins or losses in three appearances. A 6.23 earned run average. 2-1 pitch just outside. Ball 3-1. Kopp in 4 3rd innings. 5 hits. 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Comes set. Perez waits. 3-1 count. Stretch and pitch. High and away. Ball 4. So a base on balls for Junior Perez. First walk by Tulsa pitching on the afternoon. Left-hander on the mound. We'll see if Junior is running here. He has 9 steals and 11 attempts. And Jack Winkler, the batter. Jack 0 for 2. Flew out to right field in the second. Throw to first base. Junior scrambling back in. Bounced out to third base. I thought a really nice play by Brendan Davis. Last time up for Jack, bouncing out to his opposite number, third base. Hands up high as Kopp turns. Well, shows you the letters on the back of that jersey as he twists and delivers and comes over the top with the fastball at 92 for a called strike, 0-1 to Winkler. Last of the sixth, 4-3 Tulsa. One on, two men down. Perez, whether he's running or not, in terms of the steal, has very good speed. He is running. Pitch is taken down low. Here's the throw. No way, no how. Great jump. Good burst of speed. Stolen base for the Hounds. And Junior Perez with his 10th. Count 1-1. Well, I know he got a lefty on the mound, but he got a great jump, did Perez. Junior now becomes the 4th Texas leaguer with double digits in steals on the season. Time called at home plate by Dalton Rushing, the Tulsa catcher. Breeze has picked up a little bit right to left. A little more consistent of late. Blowing toward the left field corner. Jack Winkler set. Perez at second. 1-run game. Set by Kopp. Pitch down at the dirt for ball 2. 2-1. Winkler with 15 runs batted in, one of the team leaders. Ronan Kopp mentioned a tall left-hander. I'm not messing with you. He is. He's 6'8", 250 pounds at a Baldwin Park, California. Pitched at Advanced Day a year ago. Pitch way up high for a ball, 3-1. So Jack Winkler with a hitter's count, tying run in scoring position, 2 out in the last of the 6th inning. Something getting off the right field berm. Thank you, Austin Beck, for doing the cleanup duties. Now back to baseball. 3-1 to Winkler. Kopp comes set. Perez takes his lead. Long set by the left-hander this time, delivered to the plate. That's down and in, ball 4, so Jack Winkler draws the walk. It's 2 men on. And Kopp has walked the first 2 batters he has faced. That's going to bring a visit to the mound. And I would love to tell you who is making that visit. But Tulsa has 2 pitching coaches. And, of course, in this case, at least, this one is wearing the windbreaker rather than the jersey. Ryan Denick and Duran Olinger are the 2 pitching coaches. They are back from a year ago. By the way, I mentioned our road to the show with Roy versus Salinas. This is kind of cool, too. It goes back a little ways. 2014. Doesn't go back that far, does it? It's only, really, 10 years ago? Hope I got the year right. Think I did. Burlington, Iowa. In front of all of 558 fans at Community Field. It was Burlington's last year in the Midwest League, and I guess 558 fans will tell you why. After 5 innings, the home team was leading visiting Clinton, the Lumber Kings, by 16 runs. 16-run lead after 5. We'll fill in the blanks as we go. Here's Denzel. 2-1, 2 out. Conversation at the mound over. Takes high and away for a ball, 1-0. 4-3 Tulsa. 2-1, 2 out, last of the 6th inning. Kinsel 0 for 2 against Robleski, both on strikes. Runners their leads, both run well, by the way. Pitch, inside corner, got there, 1-1. Perez has terrific speed. Jack Winkler runs well. 20-plus in the stolen base department a year ago between two levels. Stretch and pitch to Denzel. Takes a strike at the knees, 1-2. So Kopp comes back after walking two batters, gets ahead of Clark, 1-2 to Denzel. Infield playing him very much so to pull. 1-2. Set by Kopp. Denzel waits. Runners their leads. They are going. Pitch is taken up high. That's a double steal. So it is 2-2 to Denzel. Junior Perez steals his 11th. Jack Winkler steals his 7th base. Double steal. 2-2 to Denzel. 4-3 Tulsa. Stretch and pitch to Denzel. Takes down low. Ball got loose. Boy, Perez started to break for the plate. He will wisely put on the brakes and get back 3-2. It was a really nice job by Dalton rushing, blocking that pitch. That was in the dirt. He blocked it a little bit on the first base side, and Perez thought about it and then thought better of it. 3-2, first base open, two down in the inning. 4-3 Tulsa. Denzel waits, pitch by Kopp, swung on, and a foul tip. Got a tiny piece of it, ball rolled loose. Still 3-2. Denzel asked for time or not. Yep, sure did. Boy, you know Denzel struggling on the year. You have two runners in scoring position and a one-run ball game. 3-2, second time. Kopp comes set. Stretch and pitch to Denzel. Now takes outside, ball 4. That is really good patience when you're struggling, as Denzel has, in the high strikeout totals on a 3-2 pitch. The instinct almost has to be you're swinging. But he took the pitch off the outside corner. So that's 3 walks by Kopp. Bases are loaded. Here's Brennan Malone. Been in a little bit of a funk of late, so he'll love to get something going here. Bases full, 4-3 score. Tulsa leads, bottom of the 6th. Pitch to Brennan, down and away, and a good block by rushing. Well, it's a couple of times he has saved a run with a really good defensive effort. I say it so often, there is no statistic for it, but that's a run saved, and that's a couple of runs saved by Dalton rushing with good. A good play behind the plate. 1-0 to Brennan. He's flown out to right and flown to center over 2. Bases full. All 3 guys run really well. 1-0 stretch. Pitch to Malone. Outside ball 2. So Ronan Kopp has had some trouble. And trouble here. He got ahead of Denzel 1-2, but ended up walking him. 3 walks in the inning, 2 strikeouts followed by 3 walks. Kopp comes set, 2-0. Brennan takes down and away, ball 3. Well, now that pitcher's mound, it's the loneliest spot on the planet right now. 3-0. Can't imagine Brennan is swinging here. Bases loaded, 2 men down, 3-0 count, 1-run game. Set by Kopp, big leg kick the pitch, and that is a strike. Got there knee-high inside edge. Brendan thought he had a walk. It was a borderline pitch, 3-1. Perez at third, Winkler at second, Clark at first. 3-1 stretch, Kopp, big leg kick. Left-hander delivers, that's fouled back, and now 3-2. So, man, kettle comes to a boil right here, doesn't it? Remember the last half inning ending on a play at third base just a split second before a potential 5th run scored. Now the base is full, 3-2. Brennan waits, stretch and pitch by Kopp. Way high, ball 4, tie game. In to score, Junior Perez. Yeah. pitcher's mound can be a lonely and not a pleasant place. And you know that's how it is right now for Ronan Kopp. He has faced four batters. He has walked four batters. Now it's Jacob Wilson with the bases full and a tie game. And again, that outfield assist by Denzel Clark just minutes ago. How big is that? Jacob takes in the dirt. And again, that dribbled away, but rushing blocked it. Junior Perez thought about it. It's interesting. Jacob Wilson said, no, don't try it. Jacob scored on a wild pitch almost, actually less further away than that one a couple of days ago in Amarillo. The base is loaded here. 1-0 to Wilson. He's 3-for-3. Stretch and pitch to Jacob. Takes. Down and in. Ball 2-0. Doubled and scored in the first, singled and scored in the third, reached on a scratch single in the fifth. Bases full, 4-4 tie. Ronan Kopp comes set, two balls, no strikes. Wilson rocking that bat on the left shoulder, stretch and pitch, he takes up high, ball 3. Well, I mean, just as a baseball observer, man, a piece of your heart has to go out to any pitcher who struggles like this. And Ronan Kopp has faced four, he's walked four, and he's 3-0 now on Jacob Wilson. Bases are loaded, score is tied, stretch and pitch way up and away. The score is no longer tied. The Rockhounds lead 5-4, touching home plate. Jack Winkler, 5-4. Well, that's going to be it. Scott Hennessy is coming out. Oh, man, for Ronan Kopp. Five batters faced, five batters walked. I mean, that's rough. That's just a rough afternoon. So he gives up two runs. It's actually now a blown save. And he will come out of the ballgame and a right-hander will come in for Tulsa. This will be Saren Lau. So he will inherit the bases full. Kopp inherited bases empty. Gives up two runs and leaves the bases loaded. And all of this with two men out. So still in the sixth inning. Saren Lau. Every once in a while you see a first name you've never seen before. And this would be one of them. It's kind of cool, too. Kind of lyrical. S-A-U-R-Y-N. Saren Lau. He will face Cooper Bowman with the bases full. So Ronan Kopp does not retire a batter, gives him no hits. Two runs, five walks, no strikeouts, and is responsible for all three men on base. That ball game talking about in Burlington, Iowa. See, when last we left you, it was Community Field, Burlington, Iowa, Midwest League game. The Burlington Bees leading the Clinton Lumber Kings, Clinton, Iowa. And they had a 16-run lead in the top of the sixth inning. Now, Clinton, that was a Seattle Mariners affiliate at that time. They mount the largest comeback in professional baseball history. They rallied to win it. It took 12 innings. They were down 16 runs, came back to win 20-17. Now, that is notable all on its own on this date in 2014, 10 years ago. The manager of the Clinton Lumber Kings, the team that overcame that deficit, largest comeback in professional baseball history, managed by Scott Steinman, who managed the Rockhounds in 2018 and 19. Cooper Bowman, bases full, Lau to face him, right-hander, kicks, delivers, and that's a high strike, 0-1. Cooper 1-for-3 with a double, a run, and two ribbies. Bases are full. Clark at third, Malone at second, Wilson at first. 5-4 Rockhounds without swinging the bat. But Tulsa had a three-run inning in the second that had a dribbler that didn't go 90 feet and a little flare to left field. And then pitching issues did the rest pretty much. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Cooper, a late swing at that. He's down 0-2 very quickly. So Lau trying to put out the fire, as relievers do. Ninth appearance. He's been really solid. 3.18 earned run average 11 and a third, 12 hits, 4 walks, 12 strikeouts. 0-2 count here to Cooper. From the belt, long set, pitched by Lau, outside and low for a ball, 1 and 2. Wasn't the Rockhounds, but it was the Angels in 1996. We knew one of our retrospectives on the game. Have the largest comeback in Texas League history. Here's the one ball, two strike stretch, bases loaded, pitch by Lau, just low and away. 2-2, that's a tough pitch to take. As the Drillers did in the second, Rockhounds have now sent 8 men to the plate here in the sixth. They have tied and broken the tie after, remember, that outfield assist. Boy, that looks big. 2-2. Nope, down and away, ball 3. Without Denzel's outstanding throw from center field that denied a run, this would be a 5-all tie. Cooper waits, 3-2. Runners will go. Bases full. Count full. Pitch to Cooper. Swing and a miss. He got him with a breaking ball away. So Soren Lau comes in and gets a huge strikeout there. And that will end the inning, but the Rockhounds score a couple and take the lead to the top of the stretch inning. Rockhounds 5, Tulsa 4.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Garrett Irvin comes on to pitch. Jack Cushing, couple of innings, gave up 4 base hits, but did not give up a run, thanks in large part to, boy, kind of a quietly key play in this game. The throw by Denzel Clark, which denied a run, unusual fashion, but you don't see it very often, but denied a run with a good throw. Dalton Rushing stands in, takes a breaking pitch way down and away, and dribbles back to the screen, 1-0. 2-3-4 in the order, Dalton Rushing, Jose Ramos, and Griffin Lockwood Powell. Hounds by 1. It's by Garrett. Outside and high for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes. Up from Advanced A Lansing. Here making his 3rd appearance. No wins or losses. 0 ERA. 2-0 pitch. And that is high. That's ball 3. So right now it's contagious. Hounds scored 2 runs on 5 consecutive walks. You just never know. Here's the 3-0 stretch and pitch. Well, that's up high. That's a ball. That's a base on balls. And what's the last thing you want to do? So Rushing is on, and that'll bring up Jose Ramos. 0-for-3. Guy with a whole bunch of pop. Struck out twice and flown out to right field. Jose, 6'2", 205, native of Panama. Played for the Drillers a year ago. Right-handed hitter. Hands way up high above the crown of the batting helmet. Takes outside corner, called strike. The top of the stretch inning in a ball game that Tulsa took a 4-1 lead in the second inning. Each team on the board in the first. Here's Delores, who finds the outside corner with a backdoor pitch called strike 0-2. Here at 6 feet, 185, Corona, California. Rushing takes the lead. Very short lead at first base. Set and pitch, swung on, bounce toward third base. Jack Winkler makes play, a throw across the body to second base for one. Oh, nicely picked by Wilson. Throw to first base, not in time. Was that Cooper? That was Cooper Bowman. Boy, that was a nice pick. Jack Winkler had to charge that ball, so throwing back across his body. And it was down right at the... Actually, good play by both guys, but just to make the play by Winkler. And Cooper made the play, and that really kind of, I think, short-hopped the throw. It looked like it. So fielder's choice for Ramos, one on, one out. And here is Griffin Lockwood Powell, swings first pitch. High fly ball, left field. This is high and deep, and that's going to get out of here. That is gone. And the Drillers take the lead on a two-run home run by Griffin Lockwood Powell. Jumped on the first pitch he saw, drove it over the high wall in left field. So our second lead change in the last few minutes. And boy, drastically different fashion. Rockhounds scoring two runs on five consecutive walks. The Drillers going just a high fly ball that got over the high wall in left field. 6-5 Tulsa. Junior Fernandez swings high fly ball down the right field side. Fair or foul, it's Perez. Fair ball. Boy, missed the catch right on the line. Long way to go. Junior got there. Fly ball out. Jainer Fernandez flying out to right field. Two men down in the inning. But a 6-5 Tulsa lead. Here is Diego Cartaya, hit by a pitch and scored in a three-run second inning. He's bounced to short and fouled out to first base since. So back and forth they go. A swing and a foul back. Count is 0-1. Drillers started the scoring top of the first, two pitches in. Home run on a line drive into the right field bullpen by Taylor Young, and now a drive over the high wall and left. Pitch backdoor just wide, 1-1. In between, the teams have really manufactured runs. Hound scored on three consecutive hits and a bounce out in the third, and then had the unusual five consecutive walks just a moment or two ago. Pitch missing to Cartaya, 2-1, two balls, one strike. 6-5 Tulsa, seventh inning. 2-1 pitch, way high and away, ball three, 3-1. Base is empty, two down in the inning, but damage done. Cartaya. Hitters count, 3-1 pitch, swings, and misses, had a rip, 3-2. That swing was serious business. Brendan Davis would be next. Cartaya waits, 3-2 count, big deep breath by the Hounds, left-hander, Garrett Irvin delivers, ball hit back up middle, second baseman Cooper Bowman there, makes the play, throw to first for the out. But a walk and a two-run home run, and the Drillers have the lead. Non-Googleable trivia coming up. Seventh inning stretch on Kids Day. And our score, Tulsa 6, Rockhounds 5.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Soren Lynn going back to the mound. He is now the pitcher of record for Tulsa. Got a key strikeout to prevent any more damage from being done in a rough inning for Tulsa, pitching in the sixth. And then Griffin Lockwood Powell delivers a two-run home run, 6-5 Tulsa, as we go to the last half of the seventh inning. Non-Googleable trivia for you from Bud Light. It's kind of cool, really, when something, you know, baseball is a game with great tradition. Game, of course, has changed. Leaps and bounds. It's still the same game. Played in slightly different style, of course. And when you have something that has now been in evidence and very much part of the game for, what, 121 years, that's kind of cool. All started on this date way, way back, 1903. But the two teams will tell you about are still very much going at it. Into that shortly. Colby Thomas, the only Rockhound batter not to get to the plate in the sixth, will lead it off against Soren Lau. Delivers up and in for a ball, 1-0. Colby 2-for-3, two singles and a bounce out to shortstop. Soren Lynn with the stretch and pitch, and that'll back up the miss high and in. One ball, make it two balls, no strikes. Soren Lau. That's Lau. Make sure I say that properly. 6'3", 215, native of the Dominican Republic. Right-hander with a late kick and a pitch, and that fastball will get there for a strike, and it's 2-1. It's very solid out of the Tulsa bullpen. Colby Thomas, then Shane McGuire and Daniel Susak in the seventh inning. 6-5 Tulsa. Pitch swung on and popped in the air, right side of the infield. Maybe the second baseman with the call. Fernandez to catch a little bit of breeze. In fact, the flags are now fully unfurled, so we got away with no wind for about a half a ball game. But you could tell that was Lockwood Powell, the first baseman, and Fernandez, the second baseman, and well, that wind was definitely a factor there. Fernandez clutched that ball wisely into the glove. Here's Shane McGuire. Left-handed hitter 0-for-3 with an RBI. Infield really plays him to pull. Swings and chops a little topper toward third base. Bare-handed play. A terrific play by Davis, and he got him. Had to charge and bare-hand that ball. Did it in full stride. Nicely handled. Two men down. Play. 1903, they met for the very first time. The matchup in 1903 was the Highlanders and the Pilgrims. They are still in business. They've never gone away. They have obviously changed their names. So who are they today? The Highlanders faced the Pilgrims for the first time ever on this date, 1903. Yeah, they're still around. First pitch, a sneaky fastball at 95, knee-high for a strike. Danny Susak 0-for-3. Lyle with the sign. Turns and sets, 0-1 pitch. Swung on that ball, line towards center field. Base hit for Daniel Susak. Mentioned that earlier, he's not. And he's had his struggles for sure. I mean, he's hitting 172 coming in. And it's not really a streak. It's nothing off the charts, but he now has hits in six of his last eight games. He's only hitting 230 or so in that stretch, but again, before that, low 200, low 100s. So we've seen some good things of late. Daniel here with a two-out single. The batter is Junior Perez. Walked his first time up, or last time up. Swings and misses here, 0-1. See if we can get a little more brain power here. One on and two men down. 6-5 Tulsa and an 0-1 count to Perez. Junior, a double, a bounce out, a walk, two steals, and a run scored. Swings and fouls this one away. It's 0-2. Well, the Highlanders and the Pilgrims are still playing. 121 years after they met for the very first time, the Highlanders are now the Pinstripers. They are now the New York Yankees. The Pilgrims. It's kind of a cool name. The Boston Pilgrims, who are now, of course, the Boston Red Sox. But it was the Highlanders and the Pilgrims long ago. Pitch clock violation. Charge to Lau, 1-2 to Junior. One on, two out, 1-2 count. Yep, the rivalry that started 121 years ago is the Highlanders and the Pilgrims, now the Yankees and the Red Sox. 1-2 stretch. Pitch to Perez. Takes just low, 2-2. Jack Winkler would be next. Last of the seventh. Tulsa 6 and the Hounds 5. Two count. Here's the stretch. Pitch on the way. And he got it. Called third strike. I think Junior knew it. Good breaking pitch. Inning will come to an end on the called third strike. Two out single. Does no damage. Give you some totals in just a couple of moments. We go to the top of the eighth with the Drillers on top 6-5.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Left-hander Austin Briggs will come on to pitch as we go to the top half of the eighth inning. Well, this has been a ballgame in which we have seen runs scored the old-fashioned way and then rather unusual fashion as well. One inning for Garrett Urban. And he will give up one base hit, but it was a two-run home run. So a walk and a two-run blast. Garrett is the pitcher of record in this game as Austin Briggs now comes on to pitch in the eighth inning. Totals for Tulsa, 6 runs on 9 base hits and 1 error for the Drillers, 6-9-1. Rockhounds, 5 runs, 8 hits, and no errors, 5-8-1. Drillers started the scoring and have the most recent runs on the board by way of home run. Taylor Young solo leading off the game. And Griffin Lockwood Powell, the two-run home run just a few minutes ago. In between, the teams have done some manufacturing deluxe and a 6-5 ball game. Had a run denied on a terrific outfield play by Denzel Clark. 5 consecutive walks had the manufacturing deluxe inning by Tulsa early. But it's 6-5 Drillers as Brendan Davis takes high for a ball. Davis 2-for-3. A couple of really good swings of the bat. One was with 2 strikes back in the second inning. Picks up high for a ball. It's 2-0 from Austin. Austin Beck on deck. Then Bubba Alin, bottom third of the order for Tulsa, top of the eighth inning. Set by the lefty, pitch with fastball called strike 93, 2-1. Austin Beck is on deck, swinging a foul away, count 2-2. Austin Briggs 1-0 with a 4.22 ERA, makes his 9th appearance of the season. Walks have been the only issue, really, is right at a hit per inning and a strikeout per inning, but also 7 walks in 10 1/3. Here's a swing. Boy, oh, that's a foul ball that got Brendan Davis. Pitch was bending down and in. He got a piece of it, but fouled it when he got himself. Not quite sure where. Trying to walk that off. Wasn't down on the foot, so maybe the leg, the ankle, shin somewhere. And Brendan on a 2-2 pitch. We got a pitch kind of down and away and just volleyed it, pulled it into left field for an RBI in the second. And reached for one and sent a little flare into right. His last time takes down and in for a ball. Full count now, 3-2. Teams continue the series tomorrow evening, 6:30 first pitch. And 7 o'clock Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Swing, fly ball, right field. But Perez is there. And he's got it for the out. That ball, I think, early in this game would have gotten into the bullpen. The wind has really picked up, and it's strong now, blowing right to left. And so that one was aiming toward the bullpen. It probably got knocked down by the breeze. I'd say it's medium, if you will, moderate for West Texas, but that means the wind is in evidence. Here's Austin Beck. Swings, it's a high fly ball to left field. This is high and this is deep, and that ball's going to get out of here. Welcome back, Austin Beck, former Rockhound, drives one out of the ballpark. And it is 7-5, Tulsa. Well, you know that feels extra good against your former organization and a team played for. Didn't play a lot for the Rockhounds, but the former Oakland A drives one out of here. That is Austin's fourth home run of the season, his 15th run batted again. Again, he's had a very productive year, hitting .288 coming in. He will have bumped that up a little bit as well. Solo home run. And it's 7-5, and here is Bubba Alin. Takes a called strike, 0-1. Well, wind might have helped that a little bit, but that ball was well hit. That cleared the high wall in left field. Pitch to the outside corner, down and away. One ball, one strike. So Tulsa playing long ball here at Rocky Town. Three home runs now, accounting for four of the seven runs. The other three manufactured in that second inning. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-1. So three runs allowed here. The bullpen swinging a looper into right field. That'll sink and drop for a base hit. A little inside out swinging. Alin just kind of muscled that in a shallow right toward the line. One man on with one man down. Top of the order, Taylor Young. It's 11 hits now for the Drillers in this game. Taylor Young, 2-for-4, started the game with a solo home run. It was a short porch home run, but it was a line drive. Well hit ball. Fielder's choice and the stolen base in the second. Struck out swinging in the fourth and singled in the sixth. Pitch outside for a ball. The count, one ball and no strikes. Right-hander warming in the Tulsa bullpen. Soren Lau did a nice job in an inning and a third. Came in with the bases loaded. Got a strikeout to end the sixth inning. Pitcher called strike, count evens up. One ball and one strike. Taylor Young, 256 coming in. Home run was his third of the season. Really good wheels, good base stealer. Good thief. Breaking pitch down low. Runner going, throw, and that's going to be close. Nope, in around the tag. Stolen base for Bubba Alin. That's his first in two attempts on the season. Stolen against a left-hander. The count is 1-2. Well, maybe not. Runner in scoring position. One man down, one run in. 7-5 Tulsa. Pitch down and in. So three balls, one strike. I'll go with the scoreboard. I'm sure it's right, and I'm sure I'm wrong. 3-1. Dalton rushing on deck. Young swings fly ball again to right field. Fairly well struck. Going back is Perez. He'll make the catch. Runner will tag. He'll get to third easily. So advancing is Alin on the fly ball to right field. Well struck on a line drive to right. Two man down for Dalton rushing. 1-for-3. Infield single that drove in a run in the first inning. He also has walked in this game. Alin takes the walking lead off third. Briggs with a pitch. Missed down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Machine with a 1-for-3 bumps that average up a couple of points to 294. That's a really solid start to the year. Good prospect for the Dodgers. The ball, no strikes. Pitch to the outside corner. Called strike from Austin Briggs, 1-1. Left-handed hitter, and boy, the Hounds have got him shaded to pull. Brendan Malone, not quite no doubles, but in the vicinity. Swinging there, the high fly ball. Shallow center, won't even get very far on the outfield grass. Cooper Bowman, the call and the catch. That breeze is a factor. You can always tell by the way the guys play those balls that are popped in the air in that West Texas win. Solo home run, though, by former Rockhound, Austin Beck. And the Drillers have expanded the lead. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Drillers lead it by 2. It's Tulsa 7 and the Rockhounds 5.
Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Last of the eighth, bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds. Jack Winkler leads it off. Denzel Clark and Brendan Malone will follow. Jack 0 for 2, but a walk and a run scored. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Tulsa 7, Rockhounds 5, last of the eighth inning. Good job by Soren Lau. Inning in the third, gave up a hit, but also struck out a couple of guys. The first with the bases loaded to end the sixth. Swinging strike to Jack Winkler, 1-1. It occurred to me about 42 seconds ago, as we come back to Rocky Town, and we have a great vantage point in this ballpark, in this press box, a line drive, base hit, left center field. Jack Winkler, a nice line drive to the left side, shortstop Young, not much of a chance to get to that. So base hit to left center, one on and nobody down. It is so nice, A, to be back home, of course, in general, but B, to be back behind home plate. At Hodgetown in Amarillo, that broadcast location, I feel like the planet is tilted. Swinging that ball hit by Denzel toward the left field corner. That'll sink. That'll drop for a base hit, Denzel Clark. Back-to-back base hits here in the last of the eighth inning. And I'm not cheerleading here, by the way. Do not misunderstand, but it's so good to see from Denzel. Dan Rockhound, 17-10 on this season. Guy who was in the cleanup spot for the first, I think, 15 at least, probably closer to 15 to 20 games. And he's just struggled, but he's got such upside. He's a top-five prospect in Denzel. He's batting eighth in the order the last couple of weeks. Down 17-10 without Guy Wu pitch up and in. Oh, my goodness, that hit Brendan Malone. He drops down. Athletic trainer Eric Fast, I think, will come out to attend to him. He was looking to bunt and took the pitch up and in. Now we'll see. Well, Eric's talking to him. That ball may have gotten him in the... I guess think Eric's going to take him to the dugout, holding a towel under his chin. Oh, my goodness. Boy, that is terrifying. Now, what Scott Hennessy is going to argue, and I understand this, we're going to get a look here. Oh, gosh, it got him in his chin. Oh, my goodness. Boy, sometimes I don't think you want a replay. So, oh, my goodness. So, Brennan will come out of the game. Jason Rosario will take his spot. So, Jason Rosario will be the pinch runner. Certainly hope Brennan is okay. He was walking under his own power. Athletic trainer Eric Fast in tow. So, Jason will be the pinch runner. It is a hit-by-pitch. Now, Scott Hennessy, of course, you never like to see anybody injured. We all know that, and that goes without saying. But Scott was also contending that Malone turned in and might have offered at the pitch. You can be, of course, hit by a pitch and still have a swinging strike, or in this case, offer at a bunt. And, again, to be honest, I think Scott at least had reason to ask. That wasn't much of an argument, more a discussion. So the bases are loaded. The batter is Jacob Wilson, 7-5 Tulsa. Pitch to Jacob, and it's down and away for a ball, 1-0. Wilson 3-for-3, double, single, a second single, and a walk. He has scored two and driven one in. The walk coming with the bases full. They are now here. Pitch to Wilson. Tempted, didn't go. Down and away, 2-0. So two singles and a hit batsman. Wind really picking up now, getting to be a windy afternoon all of a sudden. Stretch and pitch to Jacob, fouled it back to the screen. It's 2-1. Well, I said it right at the top of the broadcast. If we could have bottled what we had at 11 o'clock this morning, it was just shy of 80 degrees and no wind. But that wind is now, not only has it come around, it is blowing hard to left field. And it will be a factor, or certainly can be. Pitch to Jacob, and he base hit right side. That's going to score one. Going to hold the runner. It's 7-6. Bases loaded. Nobody down. Jacob Wilson is 4-for-4. That is another four-hit game. I said it before. Enjoy watching this kid play while we can as a Rockhound, because don't know how long he's going to be here. He is. I tell you, he is special. So now it is bases loaded, one run across, third hit of the inning, 7-6 the score. The batter is Cooper Bowman. 1-for-4 with an RBI double. Pitch to Cooper, takes good backup pitch, called strike inside corner, 0-1. Tulsa 7, Rockhounds 6. Bases full, nobody out. Bowman at the plate, Colby Thomas on deck. Runners their leads. Stretching pitch to Cooper. Wow, tough strike outside corner. So Jack Little going inside edge, then outside edge. Here's the stretch. 0-2 pitch to Cooper. Check swing. Did he go? Nope, he's out on strikes called. Third strike. So that's a hat trick for Cooper. Last three times up, he is hit out on strikes, and here is Colby Thomas. Pounds of the bases full, down by a run. Colby 2-for-4. Average up to the moment, 292. Wheels that bat around a couple of times. Little comes set, bases full, pitch to Colby, fouls it back, very aggressive. Fouled it off, 0-1. Jack Little 2-0 in 8 appearances, a 2.70 ERA, has 2 wins and 2 saves in as many opportunities. Only 6 hits in 10 innings coming in, 3 walks, 11 strikeouts. It's been very good, obviously those numbers tell you, out of the Tulsa bullpen. Colby Thomas with an 0-1 count, bases full, 1 away. Stretch and pitch to Colby, swings and a high pop foul. When the wind's going to play, they're going to keep it in play, it's going to be an out. There to make the play is Lockwood Powell. That is two men down. A foul ball earlier in this game that is probably in the stands. But the wind is strong. kept it in play. Lockwood Powell tucks it away, and here is Shane McGuire. Well, bases loaded, nobody out. One run in, bases loaded, nobody out. And now it's bases loaded, two away. Hounds still down by a run. A pitch on the way to McGuire. He takes a strike over the inside half, 0-1. A little at 94. A little cutting action on that pitch, got over the inside edge. Brendan Davis playing fairly shallow at third base. Infield playing McGuire to pull a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. So Jack Little, four consecutive base runners to start the inning with a run scoring, but a strikeout and a pop out here. And now an 0-2 count. Bases full, two away. McGuire waits. Pitch to Shane. Swings, fouls it away. Count stays 0-2. 7-6 in the last of the eighth inning. So Little looking for the exit sign. McGuire with an 0-2 count. Stretch and pitch. McGuire takes just outside. Boy, tough pitch to take. But again, McGuire as good a judge of the strike zone as there may be in the league. He has 12 walks against 9 strikeouts. 1-2 count. Set by Little. Leg kick and pitch. Swung on, foul back again. That'll dent the facade of the ballpark. 2-hour left and back down into the seats. Kiddo is scrambling. Somebody, yep. Oh, young guy with a ball cap got himself a baseball. So it's 1-2 again to Shane McGuire. Denzel Clark at third base. Jason Rosario is at second. Jacob Wilson at first. 1-2 set. Little from the letters. Settles in. Runners there leads. Boy, and did he balk or was time called? Wow, time was called. And after all of that, he wants a new baseball. Okay, that makes perfect sense. One ball, two strikes to count. Shane taps the dish. He comes set. Little comes set. One ball, two strikes. Bases full. Two out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch to McGuire. Swung on and a fly ball. And he pounds his bat into the grass. And discuss anybody going to get there. And oh, the ball dropped! The ball was misplayed, and two runs will score. I told you the breeze was going to be a factor, and it was. We'll see how that will be scored. It'll be an error on the second baseman, as Fernandez dropped that ball in shallow right center. I'm going to watch again on the replay, and you can see it was really awkward. Got the glove on the ball and dropped it. Two-run score. It is now 8-7 Hounds with two men on, two men out. Pitches wide to Daniel Susak. Again, we played this ball game, so much of it in absolutely perfect conditions, and all of a sudden, wind has come up in the last few innings. Called strike to Susak, one ball and one strike. Shane ends up at second. Jacob Wilson is at third. Two runs across, and it is an 8-7 game. Pitch to Susak, fouled back. It's 1-2. Boy, I mean, runs scoring in almost any way imaginable in this game. The ultra-manufactured three-run rally in the second by the Drillers. Hounds scored a run on five straight walks, scored two runs on five straight walks. Pitched to Susak just outside, 2-2. The Drillers have three home runs in the game. And the Hounds have scored their last, five runs? With just three base hits, I guess. Here's the stretch and pitch to Susak, fouls it back. It's 2-2. Hounds got a couple of singles to start this inning. The hit batsman and an RBI single by Jacob Wilson. And then Little came back and got the next two batters before that pop-up dropped. So So a blown save for a little, although it was really not of his own doing. 2-2, second time to Susak. Second and third, the runner swings, ground ball, shortstop. Back failing to make the play. His young throw to first is in time. However, the Rockhounds come up with three runs in the inning, and the last two on a pop fly that drops in shallow right center in the West Texas breeze. Ma Nature was slow in arriving, but arriving she does. Arrive she does. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Boy, what a wild game on Kids Day. Rockhounds 8, Tulsa 7.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
With baseball, you just never know, do you? Grant Ullman will come on to try to close this game. Rockhounds 8, Tulsa 7. Have scored some of their runs the old-fashioned way, and others not so much. About a 4-4 split. Jose Ramos leads it off. Guy with a lot of pop. It's inside for a ball from Grant Ullman, 1-0. One inning for Austin Briggs, two hits and a run, but he is the pitcher of record. Jose Ramos has six home runs on this season. Drillers have already hit three of them this afternoon. Takes fastball outside corner, 94 mile an hour, called strike 1-1. Ramos 0-4 with the fielder's choice and a run scored. Couple of strikeouts. 3-4-5 in the order. Pitch to Ramos, swing and a miss, down and in, 1-2. Griffin Lockwood Powell, who has homered and doubled in this game, is on deck. And Jainer Fernandez will bat third in the inning. Ramos asking for time. So Rockhounds 8, Tulsa 7 in the eighth inning. Most of the kiddos still here. Some have had to head back to the classrooms. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and missed, and he got him. And fastball away at 94, and a guy who certainly had the capability of tying this ball game with one swing is out on strikes. The batter is Griffin Lockwood Powell, who has been good in this game. Jack Winkler took a base hit away from him in the first. He struck out in the third, but doubled in the fifth, and two-run home run in the seventh. Takes just off the inside edge here, one ball, no strikes. Grant Ullman making his 10th appearance of the season. One of two closers for the Hounds. Pitch inside corner. Called strike. Good aggressive delivery. 95 by knee-high inside edge. Jack Winkler shading the line at third. Pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Quincy Naporti has come in to play first base for the Rockhounds, catching up a card here. Again, hoping that Brendan Malone is okay after being hit Looked like maybe in the side of the face by a pitch. Delivery is down and in. Count goes 2-2. So Quincy would be in the number 9 spot. Should this game continue, and it is just a one-run game. Grant Holman set, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Lockwood Powell waits, pitch, up high, ball 3. So a full count to a guy who has doubled and homered in his last 2 at-bats. Home run is 4th of the season. The stretch and pitch by Holman, that's fouled back, and the count stays full at 3-2. Again, Janer Fernandez on deck, 1 down, top of the 9th inning. Hounds 8, Drillers 7. Push that bat back and forth a couple of times, does Lockwood Powell. Stretch into 3-2, and it's just outside for ball 4. Boy, took that pitch. That is, couldn't have been an easy pitch to take, but take it he does. Holman in 10 innings coming into the game, 7 hits, no runs. Only 3 walks and 16 strikeouts, but he gives up a walk here after the whiff. Tying run on base, and here is Janer Fernandez. And the Drillers will get a pinch runner going here. So Lockwood Powell reaching for the 3rd consecutive. So one man on and one man down. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, Fernandez at downtown somewhere and nined with that swing. Lolo Sanchez is the pinch runner. Great first name, L-O-L-O. Delivery swung on, lifted in the air, right field. Perez there, he'll make the catch. Ball got in on Fernandez a little bit inside out. Swing flew out to right field. 2 men are down, and here is Diego Cartaya. Designated hitter for the Drillers. And he comes to the plate as they go ahead, run in the 9th inning. This game has been back and forth all morning and afternoon. Cartaya waits, right-handed hitter. Holman with the stretch, pitch to the plate, swung on and grounded sharply, but foul wide at third base, didn't miss by much. And again, a guy who can scoot over at first base. One count, Grant Holman looks in, has the sign. Comes set quietly, hands to the belt, the delivery on the way, swung on and missed. Fastball away at 94, it's 0-2. Time called at home plate. It's interesting, home plate umpire is Brandon Tipton. Sorry, I did not recognize the guys this afternoon, big part. Ben Engstrand, our crew chief, is at first, Trevor Patience at third. Wanted to make sure the time had been called, and it was. 0-2 stretch, pitch by Holman, is up high for a ball, 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. One of the groups of kids has to leave right now. And, of course, when the call is made, they have to go. 2 outs in the 9th inning. Come on, teacher, that ain't fair. 1-2 stretch, pitch by Holman, fouled straight back. We'll do it again on 1-2. Base runner is Lolo Sanchez. 2 out, top of the 9th inning. Rock Hounds 8, Tulsa 7. Well, the Hounds have scored everywhere except Visa and MasterCard in this ball game. Grant Holman trying to tuck it away. Sanchez, pinch runner, takes the lead. 1-2 set. Pitch takes flight. Just off the corner. Boy, much like the 3-2 pitch to Lockwood Powell. Boy, that if it missed, it didn't miss by much. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tantalizing. How do you take that pitch? But he didn't. He was right. 2-2. Cartaya waits. Stretching pitch by Holman. That's high. That's ball 3. Full count, 3-2. So 0-2 is now a full count. Maybe that's just appropriate for the way this game has unfolded. Outfield really deep all the way around. Here is the stretch. 3-2 pitch by Holman. Got him! Called third strike, ball game. Well, borderline pitch went the hitter's way. Borderline pitch goes the pitcher's way. And Grant Holman with his league-leading fifth save of this season. And the Rockhounds, my goodness, not sure how, but they win this ball game. Do the Hounds 8-7. No runs or hits or errors. One man left on a walk. Boy, and a two-run error on a wind-blown pop fly. A day that started as calm as can be has turned into a typically windy West Texas afternoon, and my goodness, was that a factor. The tying and go-ahead runs score when a pop fly gets lost a little bit in the breeze, and the Rockhounds capitalize. 8-7 the final. Totals coming up. Job, boy, interesting afternoon. Totals right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Boy, and they were significant in all categories. Tulsa, 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors. The second of them, ultra costly, 7-11-2. Rockhounds, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 8-11-0. Home runs, 3 of them, all by the Drillers. Taylor Young on the second pitch of the game, solo into the right field bullpen, his third of the year. Seventh inning, Griffin Lockwood Powell with his fourth of the season, 2-run homer over the high wall in left. And Austin Beck, the former Rockhound, over the high wall in left field as well. Solo in the eighth inning. That is Austin's fourth of the season. The winning pitcher in relief will be Austin Briggs. The loss will go to Jack Little, although that is, boy, a tad bit misleading. Now, he did give up 3 base hits in the eighth inning, so in part perhaps his doing, but again, the 2 decisive runs in this game both come when a pop fly is dropped in shallow right center field. So Jack Little will get a blown save and a loss, but at least in part a bit misleading. The save goes to Grant Holman, and that is his league-leading fifth. So he still has a 0 ERA, does Grant, on this season, and he has 5 saves. The Rockhounds will improve to 18-10. Frisco has improved to 18-10. They have defeated San Antonio this afternoon 4-3 at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. So each ball club is now 18-10 in the South Division. At the top of the standings, the Drillers will fall to 11-15. Boy, it's got to be a frustrating defeat here for Tulsa. And just the way this ball game went back and forth, and boy, it did a whole bunch. Come back, give you a quick second look, and wrap things up on this Safety Awareness Day. And as we do, by the way, and we say this every time we do one of these kids' games, look, I'm the radio guy, okay? My job is a little different this during the season anyway than the rest of the staff. So I think I'm not trying to hometown you when I say Rockhound staff, just kudos to you, Shelly and the whole crew. Just outstanding work. I don't even want to know what time they got here this morning. I got here at 7, and they were all here by that time, I promise you. And to all of the administrators, the teachers, and, of course, the kids themselves, thanks for coming out. And all of the administrators, the teachers, and the bus drivers, and the folks who make this possible. There's a whole bunch of effort that goes into the kids' days. I think they're just terrific. So thank you, one and all. And, again, Hound staff, tip of the cap from your radio guy. Quick second look. We'll say so long after we wrap things up right after this when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies,
including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
There are difficult ways to drop a decision in a ball game, and boy, for the Drillers, this just has to be just one of those crushers, a pop-up into shallow right center field that lets the tying and game-winning runs come across in the eighth inning. Ball game started with a solo home run by Taylor Young in the top of the first inning, second pitch of this game. The Drillers will score four runs on home runs. Taylor Young in the first, two-run home run by Lockwood Powell in the seventh, solo Austin Beck in the eighth. The other three runs were scored in a kind of a crazy second inning in which they had two base hits. One of them was a little flare. Again, thought it was a really good at-bat by Brendan Davis. Didn't hit it hard, and he pulled a pitch down the way into left field that drove home a run. The other single, an RBI single, was basically a dribbler to first base that didn't even go 90 feet. But Brendan Malone making the play, but lost his footing trying to get to the bag. It was a ball that wasn't hit hard, so it was going to be a close play at first base. And Brendan simply kind of lost his footing a bit. And Dalton Rushing not only reached base, drove in a run doing it. The rest of the inning was a walk, a hit by pitch, another hit by pitch, and a sacrifice fly. So manufacturing three, and the others coming on the long ball for Tulsa. The Rockhounds, well, their first three runs were pretty much old-fashioned. Jacob Wilson, a double down the right field line, leading off the bottom of the first, goes to third on a throwing error on a very, very close play at third. Scored on Cooper Bowman's bounce out. Then in the third inning, it's Jacob again lighting the fuse. He is such a catalyst for this team. A single by Jacob Wilson, RBI double for Cooper Bowman in the left center field. Colby Thomas, a single, helps set the table, and Shane McGuire's bounce out drives in a run, pound scoring and getting at that point within 4-3. The Hounds scored twice in the sixth inning, and they did it the only way I ever did anything good at the plate in Little League. They did it walking. Five consecutive walks for Ronan Cobb, and you know how frustrating that has to be. I mean, it's self-explanatory. But he walks Junior Perez, Jack Winkler, Denzel Clark to load him, Brendan Malone with the bases loaded, Jacob Wilson with the bases loaded, two more runs scoring for the Rockhounds at that point, and the Rockhounds took a 5-4 lead. The two-run home run by Lockwood Powell in the seventh put Tulsa up 6-5. Rockhounds then trailed 7-5 on a solo home run by Austin Beck, the former Rockhound, taking one out of here. 7-5 ball game. In the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rockhounds get consecutive singles by Jack Winkler and Denzel Clark. Brendan Malone hit by a pitch somewhere, the cheek perhaps, or the jaw, tough to tell specifically, had to leave the game. Certainly hope Brendan is okay. That loaded the bases. Jacob Wilson, an RBI single, and then the two-run score on the pop fly off Shane McGuire's bat, little pop fly in his shallow right center. Second baseman Jainer Fernandez misplaying the ball, two-run score, and those are the game-winning runs. So, boy, an afternoon, and again, Mother Nature, absolutely a player in this game. Not early, but in the second half of this game, wind increased and increased. It's West Texas, after all, and by the time that ball was popped up in the ninth inning, the wind was strong, and it had an effect. Totals we gave you, I believe, are correct. I don't know if the electronic box is yet get finalized. Now I'm told by my computer that I cannot access can't access that page. My question to that would be, why can't I access that page? Okay, well, the computer is not going to cooperate at all. Well, thank you very kindly. So I'll give you the totals. I think they were correct as I had them for Tulsa, 7 runs, 11 hits, 2 errors, 7-11-2. And for the Rockhounds, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 8-11-0. Tulsa left 8 men on base. Rockhounds left 9 men on base in this game. Did bounce into a double play at one point in the ballgame. Winning pitcher in relief is Austin Briggs. The loss with a blown save and kind of a tough one goes to Jack Little. And the save in the game goes to Grant Holman, as mentioned, his league-leading fifth. I'll have to grab time and attendance. And for some reason, it doesn't seem to want to let me access the online box. I always trust that far more than my own. Don't have time and attendance, but a good bunch. And again, thanks to all of our folks involved here with Safety Awareness Day for that. Teams go back to evening time tomorrow. 6:30 is our first pitch. We'll join you at 6:20 for the broadcast. 7 o'clock Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Thank you so much, my friends, for spending part of your morning and afternoon with us on Rock Hounds Radio. For all of us with the Hounds, Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the Hounds eke one out by the final score of 8-7 over the Tulsa Drillers. And until tomorrow, we'll say so long, Red. So long, Leo. So long, Mr. Scully. So long, my friends from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rock Hounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockHounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.